the roar of Broken Bow. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the 2011 Shrine Bowl. The best of the North and the cream of the South. For some, it's the last organized football game they'll play in. Others will go to small, mid, and major college programs. But today, it's a time to shine for the Shrine. Classic Hits 98.9 FM's coverage can also be heard online at ClassicHits989.com. Now, with the 53rd Annual Shrine Bowl, here's the 2011 Nebraska Coaches Association's Media Personality of the Year and voice of the Hastings College Broncos, Platte River Radio's Mike Will.
Everett Plunkett, good evening. Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln tonight. We've got the 53rd Annual Shrine Bowl Football Classic here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Tonight, some of the best high school seniors from throughout the state of Nebraska will compete here in the 53rd Annual Classic here in Lincoln as the North gets ready to take on the South. Some 16 area stars competing on the field here tonight in Lincoln. The temperature absolutely gorgeous for our 53rd Annual event here tonight. We have got cloudy skies. The temperature is sitting at 83 degrees. The wind's out of the east at 8 miles per hour. And we're sneaking up on game time here tonight as the North and the South are in their respective locker rooms getting their final instructions from their head coaches here tonight. The South winning the overall series 27-22. There's been three ties over the years. Last year it was a win for the South as they picked up the victory here in the Shrine Bowl Classic. But it's been a very good series to this point. The South winning last year by a score of 28-13. The North winning back in 2009 by a score of 19-6. Randy Hubert, the head man from the Aurora Huskies, leading the South All-Stars here tonight. Mark Waller from Lincoln North Star leading the North All-Stars into the Shrine Classic here this evening at Memorial Stadium. We'll come back and we'll chat with Randy Hubert, the head coach of the Aurora Huskies and the head man for the South as the pregame show continues on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.
You know Island Supply Welding for their wide selection of the biggest names in welding equipment. From complete systems to supplies to keep you working effectively and safely, Island Supply Welding makes it easy. Stop in at Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus. And be sure to check them out online for product information, reference charts, and current specials. IslandSupplyWelding.com, your round-the-clock authority. When you need it now, you need Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
Bimby Carpet wants to acknowledge all the hard work that has been done by these athletes playing in today's game. Your dedication to the sport has paid off. Continue your work habits and success will follow you through life no matter what you choose to do. At Bimby Carpet, we know this to be true. Best of luck from Bimby Carpet and Donovan.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
All right, back at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln as we get set for the Shrine football game here tonight in Classic. It's 98.9 KKPR. The South being introduced right now in front of a pretty good crowd at Memorial Stadium. The North still into the locker room here at the stadium as we get set for the 53rd annual event here tonight. Even the starting lineups for the ball game this evening is we have received them. And naturally, in an all-star classic like is this, we're seeing lots of folks in the ball game here tonight. In fact, everybody's going to chance to maybe an offense and defense here in this one here tonight in this Shrine football game. Starting lineups for the South here tonight. Again, we apologize for not being able to bring you the interviews we had with the respective head coaches. Some problems there. as we've had problems all over the stadium here tonight. Once it's not the football season here, things are not running as smoothly as they have been here on the off season at Memorial Stadium. All the radio stations down to the Plan C's all of a sudden here. But we're trying to bring you the Shine Soccer, the Shine football game here tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. The starting lines for the South on offense, Tyson Brockmeyer, the All-State quarterback out of Aurora, is going to get a start for his father. Of course, Randy Huber, the head coach of the South All-Stars. Brockmeyer, the 6'2", 170-pounder out of Aurora. The running back for the South is going to be Jimmy Forsythe. He is out of Omaha Burke, actually a quarterback during the regular season for Burke, but he's going to play running back here tonight just to get his athleticism on the field. He'll be at one of the tailback positions here. That South offense, a 6-foot, 185-pounder. Brock Sturman, the guy we saw during the regular season out of Crete, he'll be the fullback, 6-foot, 222 pounds. The wide receivers are going to run the Aurora offense here tonight. Cole Spurgeon out of Gretna, 6'2", 205. Sam Birch out of Elmwood Murdoch will be the other wide receiver, 6'3", 175. And Trevor LaPointe out of Bellevue West will be the other wide receiver, 6'3", 220 pounds. And the offensive line for the South here tonight, at the tackle will be Dylan Tolbert. He is 6'5", 240 pounds out of Omaha Gross. The other tackle will be Aaron Fry out of Lincoln Pius, 6'4", 220. The guards tonight will be Skyler Hunt out of Adams Central. He gets the start. Skyler now at 6'6", they have him listed at, and 290 pounds. The other guard will be Derek Chancellor out of McCook, 6'6", and 290. And the center tonight for the South will be Ben Petrosky out of McCook. He is 6 foot and 230 pounds. The South on defense here tonight. By the way, the South going to be dressed in their red pants with the white tops, and all the players will wear the respective helmets from their respective respective schools here tonight. On defense, you'll go with Edward Vincent out of Omaha Central. He'll be at the defensive line, 6'2", 220 pounds. The other defensive end will be David Sutton out of Lincoln Southeast, 6'4", 245 pounds. The D tackles in there will be Brandon Yost out of Millard North. He is 6'1", and 285 pounds. Then Christian Spacotella out of Millard South will be the other defensive tackle, 6'3", and 275 pounds. The linebackers tonight for the South will be Zach Maloli out of Kearney, 6'1", 205 pounds. Nathan Kruppel out of Omaha Burke, 6 foot and 215. And then a hard hitter out of Aurora will be the other linebacker, Kyle McCarthy, floor number 45 tonight, 6'1", and 220 pounds. The quarterbacks here tonight for the South will be Bryce Bostwick out of Lincoln East, 5'10", 185. Tyler Goldsberry out of Papillion La Vista South will be the other corner, 5'10", and 165 pounds. Trey Young out of Kearney will be the starting safety, 5'9", 175. And Ben Muff out of Kearney will be the other safety, 6'2", and 210 pounds. The head coach again for the South is going to be the head man from Aurora, Randy Hubert. His assistants tonight will be Josh Graves out of Cambridge. Also, Paul Lamangi out of Omaha Burke, Rick Rebarger out of Hastings High, and Doug Miller out of Lincoln Southeast, in addition to Kyle Peterson out of Aurora. That's the starting lineups for the South All-Stars here tonight in the 53rd annual Shrine football game here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. We'll come back and check the starters for the North right after this.
Every 3 months or every 3,000 miles, that's the recommended time when your oil should be changed. Take your vehicle to the professionals at Killian Motors. Check the oil, check the filters, check the fluids. Killian Motors will do everything needed to make sure your car is ready to go, including factory replacement parts. For service after the sale, see Killian Motors, where people have come back time after time since 1979. Athens Central, Kearney.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
All right, back here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. We're still about 10 minutes away from the kickoff of the 2011 Shrine football game here tonight in Classic. It's 98.9 KKPR. Maybe the starters for the South. Here's what we got on the North All-Stars here tonight. Brady Bowles out of Lincoln North Star will be their starting quarterback, 6'4", 180 pounds. Richard Winnie Jr. out of Omaha Creighton Prep will be the running back. He is a speedster, and he's a good one, 5'9", 176 pounds. Fullback will be Corey Schaefer out of Norfolk Catholic, 6'2", 215. The tight end will be Eddie Ritter out of Mount Michael, 6'6" and 225 pounds. The wide receiver, Matt Raymond out of Elkhorn, 5'10", 160 pounds. Ethan Brozek out of Norfolk Catholic, 6'7", 200 pounds, will be the other wideout. And the offensive line for the North here tonight at center will be Levi Kreitman out of David City Aquinas, 6'2", 215 pounds. Casey Malafua out of Lincoln North Star, a future Hastings College Bronco. He will start at left guard. Malafua, 6'1", 230 pounds. The right guard will be Will Sailors out of Lincoln Northeast, 6'4", and 260 pounds. The tackles tonight will be Chris Long out of Blair, 6'4", and 260 pounds. The right tackle will be Damon Parker out of Millard North, 6'3", and 300-pounder up there in the front line for the North All-Stars. On defense here tonight, Casey Malafua is actually going to be a starter both ways. Malafua will start at defensive end for the North. Of course, the product out of Lincoln North Star, 6'1", and 230 pounds. The other DN will be a great football player here in our area. That is a Jack Gangwish out of Wood River, 6'3", and 230 pounds. Lucas Nichols out of Omaha Creighton Prep will be your defensive tackle at 6'2", 275 pounds. Daniel Sotelo out of Grand Island will be the other D tackle at 6'3", and 265 pounds. The linebackers tonight for the North All-Stars here in the Shrine football game, you've got Chris Tyler out of Omaha North at 6'2", and 190 pounds. Travis Green out of Omaha North, 6'2", and 200 pounds. And then Corey Brewster out of Howell, 6', and 190 pounds. The quarterbacks for the defense on the North squad will be Devin Bass out of Millard North, 5'10", 175 pounders. And Nolan Kawada out of Grand Island, 5'9", and 165 pounds. The safeties will be Brock Schroeder out of Pierce, 6', 175 pounds. And Wayne Haller out of Gordon Rushville at 6'4", and 185 pounds. Head coach again for the North All-Stars will be Mark Waller. He's the head man at Lincoln North Star. Darren Harrison out of Blair will be one of his assistants, as well as Greg Wimhoff out of Battle Creek, Mark Hudson out of Ravenna, and also Mac Mackley out of Omaha Creighton Prep, assistant coaches, along with Doug Nielsen from Lincoln North Star. These players have been participating in the practices all week long. The North have been practicing at Nebraska Wesleyan here in Lincoln. The South All-Stars had their headquarters down at Doan College in Crete. Now they get together for the 53rd annual Shrine Bowl football game here on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR, getting the South leading the overall series 27-22. There's been three ties, the South winning last year by a score of 28-13. We expect a high-scoring football game here tonight. The South is going to be a team that's going to open it up a little bit behind the All-State quarterback in Tyson Brockmeyer. We have seen him the past 4 years line it up for the Aurora Huskies, and he'll be the starting quarterback one last time for his father in the starting football game here tonight. The North All-Stars expected to keep the ball basically on the ground and to try to run the ball against a very good South defense here tonight. So we're just a couple of minutes away from the kickoff between the South and the North here tonight as they score off here in the Shrine Bowl football game. We'll take another break and come back. You're listening to the Shrine Bowl tonight in Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.
Need seed for the latest in NK brand soybean with the Roundup Ready trait? Your local Golden Harvest dealer, Brent Woodman, has a great supply of top-performing, high-quality, high-germination soybean to meet your needs. Also call Brent about the AgriSure product line, comprised of high-performance traits available in Elite hybrids, providing the best-in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer.
I'm back at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, still a couple of minutes away as we're at the presentation here on the field with the flags as we get ready to go. Right now we want to check in. We do have Mark Waller, the head coach for the North All-Stars. We'll check in with him now as we talk to him at Media Day on Thursday here in Lincoln.
And we're back on the pregame show on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. We'll visit with North head coach Mark Waller. He's out of Lincoln North Star. Coach, obviously, it's a big thrill for you to be the head coach of the North.
It's a great honor and a great privilege just to come out and represent the Shriners and be a part of the Shrine Bowl football game and coach these young men. It's a great honor.
Let's talk about the week of preparation.
It's been a great week. The kids came in good condition, good shape, and I think a lot had to do with them moving the game up. But they've had good focus, and our installs went well, and we should be ready come Saturday night.
Obviously, the highlight of the week, in addition to the game, was a trip you took down to St. Louis. Just talk about that experience.
It was just a special trip. The flight was good. It was a great experience for our young men to go visit the Shriners Hospital and get a good look in terms of some children across the country and their disabilities and what they deal with every day in life. And it was just a great experience.
The true meaning of the game really come out after you guys come back from that trip?
It really does, Mike. They have a better understanding in terms of how important this game is and the true meaning and purpose of the game after you have the chance to go up and visit at the Shriners Hospital. It makes them a little bit more motivated to go out and play Saturday.
So let's talk about the install now of the offense for the Shrine Bowl. What are we going to see?
You know, we'll be multiple. We'll go out and we want to be able to run the ball, but we'll throw it around. We have some receivers who can catch it. Our quarterbacks are doing a nice job. Brady Bowles, Nathan Scott out of Broken Bow, they're throwing well. They're having a good camp. Chris Tyler out of Omaha North will get a few reps at quarterback too. So, most Shrine Bowl games are not very high scoring, but hopefully there will be a few points scored Saturday night.
On defense, you guys really limited to, I think, a 4-3 defense. Does that kind of limit things for you?
Not really. The defense has got to sit in a 4-3, and we'll hopefully be able to move the ball a little bit and execute a little bit on offense. We'll see what happens.
Who are the standouts on the defense as you see it right now?
You know, right now, defensively, we have a young man out of Wood River, Nebraska, Jack Gangwish. He's really stepped up. He's had a great camp. We're really impressed with Corey Brester, our eight-man selection out of House. He's a heck of a football player, and he could play at any level. He's that good.
The guys from the smaller schools, is it a big step up to play in a Shrine Bowl like this?
Well, I'm sure it is. I mean, it's something new to Corey, and we're really happy with his progress. And you know, we got quite a few C1 kids on our football team that, you know, they're good football players. They can play at any level, and they've really just kind of gelled in well with the Class B and Class A kids, the larger kids that go to larger schools.
What type of a game do you expect on Saturday?
You know, who knows? Most normally it's not very high scoring, but I think the South has some great skill kids, some explosive athletes. I think we got some good skill kids who can run. So hopefully there will be some points scored, and it's going to be a great game for the crowd.
A lot of times these all-star games come down to special teams and a missed assignment here and there. How much time have you spent this week on special teams?
We've tried to install our kicking game early in the week. We got a good kicker and a young man out of Schuyler who's a great soccer player. So I think our kicking game will be good.
Okay, best of luck.
Thank you.
That's North head coach Mark Waller as we continue on the pregame show today on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.
Sometimes a tire blowout is a good thing. The spring blowout sale at your area CPI Mr. Tire. Take 15% off the Dean Quasar Plus all-weather tire, the Dean Wildcat Touring SLT, and the smooth-riding Dean Equus LSI. Great tires for travel with free mounting, balancing, road hazard warranty, rubber valve stems, and free rotation for the life of the tires. Only from your local CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI. And we're back in Memorial Stadium in Lincoln as we get set for the Shrine football game here tonight in Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. The teams are meeting right now in the center of the field on the big red end here at Memorial Stadium as they get ready for the coin toss here tonight. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you this evening. Tyson Hebronic is going to join us for the color commentary here tonight. Tyson, thanks for joining us. And good matchup as usual as they take on the South here in the 2011 Shrine Bowl Football Classic.
You bet, Mike. Well, I may be making my debut broadcast for these recent high school graduates. They'll be strapping on that helmet, the one that they've worn for the last 4 years, on for the very last time. Emotions are running high, even though this is just a high school all-star game. As some of these players out here today, this is their last time they'll ever even be on the field. And it's what makes the Shrine Bowl such a great game to watch year in and year out. And another reason that me and Yuma love the Shrine Bowl, Mike, is that we'll get our first real good look at some of these players that have made the decision to move forward with their football careers. Some of them will get to play in the GPAC. We'll see some in the RMAC in Division II ball. And we'll also see even some that are going to try to walk onto this very same field at the University of Nebraska. So a great game shaping up today. Really good football ahead of us, Mike.
Yeah, you mentioned some of the players that will be coming to Nebraska. In fact, there are 11 of these all-stars that are going to attempt to walk on here at Nebraska, so 11 of them will continue on here at UNL. We've got four players, as we mentioned before, four different players will be moving on to Hastings College. We've got a couple of guys at UNK as well. Chris Tyler is one guy is going to be heading to Nebraska Kearney to play football next year. Tyler's out of Omaha North, a quarterback and defensive back, but as you said, a couple of them going to the RMAC here this fall. So a lot of guys are just going to wrap up their high school careers here with us playing the Shrine football game here tonight at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Our Shrine football coverage on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR is brought to you in part by CPI Mr. Tire, also by Roush Commercial Builders, by Krieger Electric, by Wood Plumbing, and also by Rupp Heating and Air Conditioning. So it'll be the South kicking off. The Reds going to get the football first. That's the Red Squad and the North Squad, as they will be moving from the North Stadium to the South Stadium here as we view it high above Memorial Stadium. It's always a pleasure and a Tyson to come down to a facility like this and a pretty good crowd on hand. Although, if you're maybe watching on TV, you'll see a good-sized crowd, but all the fans, because of some stadium renovation, all the fans are sitting on the west side over here.
Yeah, you bet, and that'll make it look really good for TV as they pan down the west side of the stadium here. But we're looking right below us, and there are no fans out there, so but that's because, yeah, but we've got a really good crowd, not an average crowd for your Shrine Bowl. We're going to see some great football, and it's getting ready to get kicked off.
All right, Cleo Miller is going to be dropping back deep, as well as David Bass. Miller is out of Omaha Benson. Bass is going to be to the near side. He's out of Millard North. Bass is a guy that's going to be heading to Ohio to play for Frankie Solage next year at Ohio. So they're jumping back inside the 10-yard line. Kicking off is going to be Tyson Brockmeyer for the South All-Stars. Tanner Jones is a guy who is on the team out of Hastings High, who they really assigned to be the kicker, but Tanner injured himself during the state high school track and field championships last week, and is a kicking duties will be somewhat limited in the ball game here tonight. Here's the kickoff. It's going to bounce to the 20-yard line, picked up at about the 18. That's Miller bringing the ball back across the 25 onto about the 26-yard line, and that's where the North squad, the Red squad, going to start in the football game here tonight. So get to see the North here for the first time. Brady Bowles will be the quarterback again for the North. He's out of Lincoln North Star. And watch this running back out of Creighton Prep. He's a good one. And Winnie, also Corey Schaefer, out of Norfolk Catholic. They will line up in the backfield. They'll have a couple of wide receivers in Raymond and Brozick out of Elkhorn and Norfolk Catholic, respectively. And the tight end out of Mount Michael, he's a big boy as well at 6'6" and 225 pounds. As Bowles will bring the ball around, and he'll bring it right up the middle. There's some running room there across the 30, 35, out to the 40-yard line. The ball is fumbled in the play out to the 45-yard line. A big stack up. And let's see, in the very first play, the South All-Stars say they have the football. The officials agree, and the South has the football. Recovering the ball there for the South is a Trey Young out of Kearney. So on the very first play, the North loses the football after a nice gain as they brought the ball to the 45, but the ball pops loose. Young is there on top of the football, and now the South All-Stars come out of first big break, and so many times All-Star games are decided by turnovers.
And you mentioned Trey Young, one of the area kids. He is a four-year winner of the Ironman, so you got to love the work ethic, and he gets right in there and gets the football, Mike.
It's Brockmeyer at quarterback now. How many times have we seen this? Brockmeyer is going to throw the football across the middle. The ball's made cut down there at the 20-yard line and brought down at about the 19. Up high into the air, grabbing the ball there is number 17, Cole Spurgeon, out of Gretna, as he takes the ball from the 45 all the way down to the 18-yard line. That is a first down for the South. So the North, they fumble the football away on their first play. And then Tyson Brockmeyer throws a nice pass right on the money down to Spurgeon. They move the ball inside the red zone for the first time tonight. First down, 10 yards to go. The South with the ball at the North 18-yard line. They're working from the South to the North. Brockmeyer is in the shotgun formation, throws the ball again to the right side. It's going to be caught down there at about the 10-yard line. So a pickup of about 8 yards in the play. The catch is made down there by Tyler Goldsberry out of Papillion La Vista South, 5'10", 165-pounder. Rick Rebarger, the head coach for Hastings High, who is on the South All-Stars coaching staff here, he spent all week long coaching the wide receivers. So pretty good effort so far by the wide receivers and also the quarterback in Brockmeyer. Two completed passes. They have moved the ball down to the 9-yard line. It is first down and goal for the South here. The first offensive possession, they go up inside and banging the ball for a couple of yards is Brock Sherman, the running back out of Crete, as he is met by the interior of the defensive line there for the North defense. They only needed 2 yards for the first down. He should have that, as they're going to inch the ball down to around the 6-yard line. So a first down and goal situation now for the South All-Stars. as they will knock on touchdown door for the first time here tonight.
And how often do we see this with a Randy Hubert coach team from Aurora? We saw this all season long in Class B. Their quick strike offense, they're right down the field, ready to score again.
Yeah, wide receiver splits out to the right side. That is Goldsberry again. Spurgeon is going to come to the left. You've got Brockmeyer in the shotgun formation again. He's going to hand the ball away, and trying to get up inside is going to be Jimmy Forsythe now of Omaha Burke as he takes the ball down to about the 5-yard line. He was hemmed in as he came to the near side and then cut it back to the center of the field, and Forsythe to try to make something out of nothing there, and he got about a yard in play.
Very similar to what Nebraska has been running the last couple season with Taylor Martinez, that halfback option there. And it just looked like they got their signals crossed a little bit. He had to go back to the middle of the field and not much gain on the play.
Again, they've had only about really 6 days. They spent one day down at the Shriners Hospital down in St. Louis, so they've had about 6 days of practice. They went 2 days a lot of times, two practices a day. Here's Brockmeyer. He fakes, and now he is going to give the ball away here on the reverse, coming back the other way and into the end zone for the touchdown. It's going to be Forsythe. Boy, that was a great fake carried out there by Brockmeyer, the quarterback for the South. He gives it away on the reverse to the near side, and Forsythe takes the ball into the corner of the end zone for the score, and the South goes out on top of a score of 6-0.
That's one of the beautiful plays there on that, and it even faked you out there for a little bit, but you saw the entire north side defense shifted over and started following Brockmeyer. Forsythe has an easy 6 points for South.
So Jimmy Forsythe, the running back out of Omaha Burke, gets the first touchdown in the football game here tonight. Here's the PAT. It is up there by Tanner Jones. And it goes through the uprights. It is good. So Tanner Jones, the kicker out of Hastings High, adds the PAT. Forsythe is actually a quarterback. They moved him to the running back position here for the Shrine football game to get to both Forsythe and Brockmeyer in the field at the same time. And they cash in on a north turnover on the very first play of the football game. The South has got the lead here. We'll take a break. 12:48 to play here in the first quarter at Memorial Stadium. The score, the South 7 and the North nothing.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, smoke-a-tier air systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
Mike Will, Tyson Evronik, and our statistician Gene Shaw back here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. You're listening to the Shrine Bowl football game here tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. A turnover on the very first play for the North All-Stars here tonight. The South recovers at the 45-yard line, and a quick strike right there as they take the ball right down the field, and they get a 6-yard touchdown run from Jimmy Forsythe in the corner of the end zone. Brockmeyer, a couple of completed passes on the opening possession for the South, and the South All-Stars out on top of the North here by the score of 7-0. So Tyson Brockmeyer will now kick off again for the South All-Stars as he kicks the ball in the center of the field to the far side now as they take the ball at the 20-yard line. As Miller bringing the ball up there again across the 30-35. He's popped out of bounds there at about the 38 or 39-yard line. The South is on the far side of the field here tonight, and the Northern All-Stars down here on the near side, the North dressed in their white football pants and their red tops. And again, the South in their red bottoms and their white tops. All the players wearing their respective schools' helmets here in the Shrine football game. So now the North has run one play here, Tyson, and they're already down in the football game on a score of 7-0. They quickly get to the line of scrimmage now. We're going to see a rotation of players, but the front liner's in there after coughing up the football on the very first play. Here's a handoff to Woody as he takes the ball for a yard, maybe two, right up the gut there. This South defense is going to be very quick, very strong up front. Boy, look, some big boys up there. Brandon Yost out of Millard North, the guy who's really anchoring the defensive line. All he weighs is 285 pounds. He is 6'1".
Yeah, and you mentioned this running back here for the North side, Winnie Jr. He did not have a game this season where he rushed under 100 yards. He had over 100 yards in every single game this season. He's going to be fun to watch.
All right, Bowles is up under center. Man comes in motion. Now they're going to hand the ball away again to Winnie. He takes it off a right tackle. He picks up 1, maybe 2 yards in the play. Bunch of Southern All-Stars over there. Leading the brigade there was Mike Marr. He is a defensive end, 6'2", 225-pounder out of Pawnee City. So a couple of running plays there by the Northern All-Stars. They've got a third down and 5 situation now. They brought the ball out 43-yard line. Clock is running. We're in the first quarter of play of the Shrine Bowl football game here tonight in Lincoln, 11:42, and it's clicking away. 7-0 is the score. South has got the lead. This is the second offensive possession for the North. Third down and about 5 yards to go. Bowles is going to hand the ball away on a reverse, 45-50, across the 50-yard line down to the 48-yard line of the South. And running the football there for the Northern All-Stars was Devin Bass. Bass is the guy who is going to Ohio on a football scholarship to play for Frank Solich as he brings the ball down to the 48-yard line. And the first down of the ball game now for the North All-Stars.
And a good little play there. A lot of times you see on those reverse plays, they don't like to cut up field. He cut right up field and got what he needed for the first down, and North keeps possession.
Brady Bowles again, the quarterback from Lincoln North Star. Now he faked that reverse, and Bowles wants to throw the football. He's got a man downfield. They throw it down, and the ball is incomplete just off of his fingertips down here at the 5-yard line. Stretching out there and attempting to catch that ball there for the Northern All-Stars was Ethan Brozek out of Norfolk Catholic. Split end. He's going to play basketball, we understand, at Nebraska Omaha. Brozek, of course, a sensational career at Norfolk Catholic. He has a big, big target there, 6'7" and 200 pounds. He weighed his body out there, but could not come up with the ball down there at the 5-yard line. So it's going to be an incomplete pass. Second down and 10 yards to go. North with the ball in the South territory for the first time here tonight. Down at the 48-yard line, 7-0 is the score. The South All-Stars out on top here in the Shrine Bowl. There's a fake reverse now. They go up inside, bouncing his way across the 45, spinning at the 40, down to the 38-yard line. It's Winnie again, that running back out of Omaha Creighton Prep, before he is brought down into play, down around the 37-yard line. So a nice gain there. Bottom of the stack there for the South All-Stars was Boswick, Bryce Boswick out of Lincoln East. 5'10", 185-pounder, but that is another first down. Now the North All-Stars just attacking the South defense on the ground.
Yeah, they seem to be clicking there in a nice little run, and that's just a little bit what we're going to see from Winnie. You see how he bounced off two or three tacklers on his way to get that first down. Good run.
All right, pulls up under center again, brings in man in motion. They fake the ball to him, hand the ball away again. Winnie across the 35, still on his feet, drives down to the 30, down to the 29-yard line. He nearly slipped down there, but he stays on his feet, keeps his balance, and takes the ball down to the 29. That's what you like to see, Tyson, is they bring the ball down to about the 29-yard line, a pickup of about 6 or 7 yards in the play. And now second down and about 3 yards to go, but good balance there by the running back and Winnie.
You bet. And I think he's definitely getting his feet back under him, at least for the last couple carries. Those first couple carries in the drives, I think he was still worried about that fumble. But he seems to be running the ball pretty well here in this drive.
All right, wide receivers all over the place now. They swing the ball out here. It's caught at the 32, across the 30. Slips a tackle at the 25 and run out of bounds at the 24-yard line. Making the reception there for the North All-Stars with Devin Bass again out of Millard North, where he's run out of bounds here, but it should be enough for a first down. We'll see where the officials spot the ball. Yep, 24-yard line. That'll be a first down as they move the chains. 7-0 is the score. The South out on top here in the Shrine Bowl, with the North driving on their second offensive possession. If you're just joining us, they fumbled the wall away on their very first play here tonight. South took advantage, made quick work of it, got into the end zone in a 6-yard touchdown run. And now the North with the ball down here at the 24-yard line. Other South working north to south here, left to right at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. They fake that reverse again. Bowles wants to throw the ball, rolls left. He stands, throws the ball. It's going to be caught down here at about the 16-yard line. Catch is made by Lane Haller out of Gordon Rustville. Haller is 6'4", 185-pounder. So he gained from the 24 down to about the 16-yard line, 8 yards in the play. Coming up second down and 2, the ball is on the far side hash mark.
And that's what you've been seeing the last couple of plays. They've been the play action. South's really been biting on this play action because North's been running the football so much in this drive, and that's sort of putting them on their heels a little bit. We'll see what they do here on second down.
All right, wide receivers all over a place now. They send a man in motion. Now they hand the ball away to Winnie. This time he is hit right there in the hole. Stood straight up there. A nice play on the ball defensively by the South, and making the stop out of Cambridge was Gus Peterson. Peterson, 6'2", 205-pounds. When he met him straight up in the hole, and a nice tackle there by Gus Peterson. He brings him down, a pickup of only 1 yard in the play. Third down and a yard now. Ball is on the far side hash mark. Nose of the football right at the 15-yard line. The North in the South red zone for the first time here tonight. But a big play here on third down and a yard. Again, a man comes in motion. They fake the ball to him. When he gets the handoff inside, across the 15, down to the 13-yard line. That's going to be another first down. Peterson again in on the stop there for the South All-Stars, but a first down as they just use the strength of that offensive line to move the ball for another first down at the 13 of the South.
And that's going to be one of the things that's going to be interesting as we move forward here, Mike. You mentioned the fact that they didn't have a lot of playing time together. So it's the importance that these offensive and defensive lines gel here within this game, and I think that's where the ballgame's going to be won and lost.
All right, wide receivers to the left and to the right. In fact, three of them out here in a little triangle to the right side. Pitch play comes to the right as Whitney gets outside 10 to the 5-yard line. He's knocked out of bounds down here at the 2. Over here defensively was Bryce Bostwick out of Lincoln East, who's playing on both sides of the football here tonight as he is Whitney knocked out of bounds here at about the 2-yard line. That should be enough for another first down. As you saw the speed right there of Whitney as he got outside and really got into the end zone before he's knocked out of bounds here at about the 2. In fact, in between the 1 and the 2-yard line. So we thought we'd see maybe a higher scoring Shrine Bowl football game. We've got 7 points already on the board, and now the North threatening to score for the first time here tonight. First down and goal. Ball is down here at the south 2-yard line. Offset eye formation. Bowles hands the ball away to Whitney. Cuts off to the left side. He's into the end zone for the touchdown. So a touchdown there by the North All-Stars, a 2-yard touchdown run that time, and it's a 7-6 ball game now.
Yeah, and they chew up just a little bit more clock, but what we're seeing, Mike, with these two offenses, you mentioned a little bit about the high-scoring game we might be seeing, both offenses really getting up to the line really quick and putting together some really good offensive drives here. That was a great drive there for the North, which started back at the 12:43 mark on their own 37-yard line.
So a nice little drive there after they fumble away on their opening possession. The South grabbing the lead, but they've come right back here. 7-6 to the score. Here comes the extra point. It is up there. It's good. The extra point made by Jonathan Lohr out of Schuyler Central. So it's 7-7 ball game here in the first quarter of play. We'll take a break. The South 7, the North 7. You're listening to the Shrine Bowl tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student, and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that'll explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Mike Will, Tyson Ervonik, and Gene Shaw back here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. You're listening to the Shrine Bowl Football Classic tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by the Auto Glass Experts, also by Sorensen Body Shop, Ravenna Sanitation, by Killian Motors, and by your Golden Harvest tea dealer, Brent Woodman. All proud supporters of our Shrine Bowl football coverage here tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. So an opening drive for the North that resulted in a fumble. South recovers at the 45-yard line, immediately marches into the end zone for the touchdown and a 6-yard run by Jimmy Forsythe. Next drive for the North, they go, what, 9 plays and 56 yards as they get into the end zone, and they tie this baby up at 7 points apiece. So we've seen a lot of low-scoring football games. In fact, 1975, just glancing down, it ended up in a tie at 7-7. 1974, a 7-6 game. We've seen a 13-7 here in the past couple of years. Last year, a little bit higher scoring, a 28-13. The year before that, 19-16. In 2008, Tyson, it was 7-3. Mm-hmm. So we thought we'd see some points tonight. Two very good offensive teams, and we've got a couple of touchdowns on the board here in quarter number one.
Well, a lot of it also, Mike, is the offensive-minded coaches and the style that they're bringing into this football game. And they're really, in a way, you like to see early is they're opening the playbook up a little bit. Aurora went with that quick strike right after they got the turnover, really went for the throat, got the ball in the red zone, was able to get a score out of it, and some great runs put up there by the north side that ultimately leads to a touchdown drive. So both coaches really using their offense a lot.
All right, Jonathan Lohr from Schuyler Central again will kick off the football here. It's going to be a short kick, end-over-end kick. It's going to come down here at about the 20-yard line. Fumbled there, picked back up at the 25, bounces off of Bam at the 26, gets it to the 27 to the 28, and that's where the South is going to start. Ball is brought back by Jimmy Forsythe out of Omaha Burke. Special teams was a focus for both teams here during the week in preparation. Again, they've been in camp only about 7 days, but they spent a lot of time during their practice sessions on special teams, on kickoffs, on punt returns, on punt blocks, trying to shore up those special teams that so often decide some of these all-star football games. Brock Meyer is going to stay in there at quarterback. He's going to get most of the reps, I think, in the football game here tonight with Randy Hubert, the head coach at Aurora, on the sidelines. And why not? Brock Meyer is a good one. He's got the ball here in the gun. Drops back. He's going to run the football. Now he throws it on their side. It's caught here at the 38-yard line, across the 40 to the 42. That's Spurgeon again. He is brought down at about the 42. The ball may have popped loose. The Northern All-Stars say they have the football. The officials don't agree. Now they do. And the North has got the football as Spurgeon coughs up the pig here at the 42-yard line. And coming up with a loose ball at the bottom of the stack was Dylan Lushen out of Columbus. So Lushen, who's going to be heading to Nebraska Kearney next year to play football, comes up with a fumble recovery, the 6-foot, 190-pounder. So now we got a turnover on both sides. And now the Northern All-Stars, after a nice game, Spurgeon coughs up the pig at the 42, and the North has the football back.
Turnover is playing a crucial role here early in this Shrine Football Classic, and we'll see here what the North decides to do, whether they want to go deep on the very first play and try to strike and gain that momentum back.
All right, it's going to be Bull staying in the football game here as your quarterback. Wynn is going to stay in there at the tailback position. We got a man coming in motion to the near side. Play action pass. Bulls wants to fill it. Just lofts it out here. The ball's going to be caught and out of bounds. They're going to say he was out of bounds. No catch here. That was Matt Raymond. Raymond, the split end out of Elkhorn, making the catch here on the near sideline. But he said his foot was out of bounds down here at about the 25 or 26-yard line. So an incomplete pass is going to bring up second down and 10 yards to go. Very impressed by both quarterbacks so far. They're right on the money with their passes. And I'll tell you what, Bulls and Brockmeyer starting off very good here in this Shrine Football Classic. Three wide receivers now split to the left side in this formation. The ball is on the near side hash mark. Bulls up under center. He's got one running back behind him, and he pitches the ball back there. Running the football there is going to be Cleo Miller. Miller trying to get outside across the 42-yard line down to the 40. Takes it down to about the 39 before he is swarmed under by the South defense. The South defense very quick in getting over there as they chop him down after a couple of yard gain. As he takes the ball down to the 39, it's going to bring up a third down situation.
And we've kind of seen that with the speed of the linebackers from the south side. Really, the North bulk of their success has come off runs from the middle that the wind just makes a great job and makes some great cuts and gets some positive yardage on. North's really got to be front and center here with the football.
All right, man comes in motion again. They're going to hand the ball away to Cleo Miller again as he takes the ball up inside for a couple of yards. Did not have to go far. In fact, he had to take it down to about the 32. He did not get there. And spots the football at about the 36 where his knee went down. So a fourth down situation. The North unable to capitalize on the South's first turnover of the ball game. And now what are we going to have here? Well, it should be in punt formation. We're going to have a field goal attempt.
Wow.
Boy, they're going to put this ball down at the 44-yard line. This will be a 54-yard field goal attempt by your kicker for the North, Jonathan Lohr out of Schuyler Central. A 54-yarder. Ball is down. The kick is up. Heading toward the uprights. It's going to be short. It's going to be just short. And a little bit off of the right side, so they're unable to score. Boy, a 54-yard field goal. They're not shy in kicking the pig around, huh?
No, not quite sure. Time to look at the flags, which way the wind's blowing. Maybe they thought they could get an advantage with the wind there, but you know, and they put pretty good leg on it. I'm thinking that might have been good from 45, Mike.
The longest field goal was 54 yards. That would have been a record-tying field goal there, but it falls a little bit short, and the South will get the football back. So the turnover does not hurt the South All-Stars. They will get the football here at the 20-yard line. We're in the first quarter of the Shrine Football Classic here tonight. We got 6 minutes and 38 seconds to play. We are tied up at 7 points apiece. Tyson Brockmeyer, the quarterback from Aurora, fakes the ball. Now he's going to run it himself across the 20 out to the 25 to the 26-yard line. So a pickup of about 6 yards in the play. A lot of buzz around the Tyson Brockmeyer all week long in camp. Of course, Tyson is going to walk on here in Nebraska, and a lot of folks will say, hey, it could be the next Matt Turman making a shot here at Nebraska.
Yeah, and you know, one of the the comments that I loved in that conference was coming from Adam Central, Skyler Hunt, which, you know, he mentioned that it's really nice to have us Tyson on our side for once here.
Yeah, Adam Central and Aurora have knocked heads the last couple of years in addition to a Hastings High. But now Rick Rebarger, who's the assistant coach for the South, he also said, yeah, it's nice to have Tyson playing with you instead of against you. Here's our first penalty of the ball game. as the South was trying to run a reverse play to the far side. It was blown dead. I think somebody up front moved. Yep, that's the first penalty of the ball game. Illegal procedure here against the South. So 5 minutes and 58 seconds to play here in the first quarter. They will move back now 5 yards. So the six that Tyson got on the previous play, five of them whacked back off here by the penalty on the South. So they bring the ball back to the 21-yard line. Illegal procedure, that's the first penalty of the football game. So it's now second down and 9 yards to go. South working from the south to the north here in the first quarter. Brockmeyer comes up to the line of scrimmage as he's going to send wide receivers to the left and to the right. Four wideouts here on this pattern with only one man in the backfield with Brockmeyer as he waits on the signals here. Man comes in motion. They're going to fake the ball to him. Now hand the ball away. That's a short gain across the 20-yard line out to about the 22. That's Brock Sherman again. The running back out of Crete moving the ball to about the 21 or 22. So a short pickup there of about a yard, if that. We'll call it third down and 8 yards to go.
And you mentioned a little bit about the buzz of Tyson Brockmeyer possibly being a walk-on and a walk-on starter here at Nebraska. If you look at what he's doing with this offense so far, Mike, really looks similar to what we've seen in the last couple of years with the Nebraska Cornhusker offense. He's got such a great ball fake that we've been praising Taylor Martinez over last season with. So I think there's a lot of similarities with this quarterback, and as we've seen, Mike, he can put the ball on the money when he throws it in the air.
Yeah, Brockmeyer during the year, last year, threw for 31 touchdowns and ran for 12 more for the Huskies. He's got the ball again, backs up, looks right, cocks the arm. Now he's going to run a football across the 20 out to the 23. Somebody has got him at the ankles there, and he chops him down at about the 23-yard line. So not much running room there. The ball is the ball carrier, Lucas Nicholas out of Omaha Creighton Prep, was the guy who made the first tackle there. Hung on to Brockmeyer as he is spun down after a 2-yard gain. So now it's going to be the South All-Stars punting the football, and he's the quarterback. He's also the punter, and he's the kickoff man, much like he did for Pops back at Aurora. So Tyson Brockmeyer will punt the football here at about the 13-yard line. Now we've got a penalty flag all the way back up field back here in the north end of the field down here at about the 46-yard line. Brockmeyer was looking toward the sidelines. I don't know if they didn't have enough men on the field, had too many or what, but the official is talking here at about the 30-yard line. They'll make the call. The situation is a fourth down and 6 yards to go. 4:37 to play here in the first quarter at Memorial Stadium. Now they're going to pick up the flag. Maybe the officials are having a tough time here in the offseason, too. Huh? They pick up the flag. Fourth down and about 6 yards to go. Brockmeyer will punt the football. Stands at his own 13-yard line. One man is back deep here for the North All-Stars. They stand back here at about the 38-yard line. Waiting on the punt from Brockmeyer. Now they're going to throw it at a fake. The ball is going to be caught here at the 30-yard line. And spun down at about the 32. That's going to be a completed pass and a first down. A fake punt. And why not when you've got your quarterback back there as your punter? That's one of the advantages in having Brockmeyer back there. But they just get the ball out to Jimmy Forsythe out there. And a fake punt. And he gets the ball out to the 32-yard line. It's a first down, a pickup of 10.
And, you know, we saw Brockmeyer back there. We mentioned he can do it all. And that's exactly what you're talking about, Mike. One of the advantages of having Brockmeyer, because we've seen him punt the football. We know he can kick the ball really well, so was definitely not on, especially in the first quarter, not on the north side's mind for a fake punt here, but it gets him the first down.
Wow. Heading to Vegas next week. I might want to take along Coach Hubert. Rolls the dice here in the first quarter in his own end zone, or his own end of the field. There's a handoff to Sherman. He bangs his way across the 35, out to about the 37-yard line. So a fake punt. And you're on into the field here, and why not? It's an all-star game. You're supposed to have fun out there. That one happened to be successful. And now the South continues the drive with that handoff to Sherman as he takes the ball up to about the 37-yard line. Brockmeyer is so far 4 out of 4 on passes. I checked that 3 out of 4 on the passes. Oh, he's completed all 4 of them. All right, 4 out of 4 so far for Tyson Brockmeyer throwing the pick. They have run the ball 7 times, so a good mix between the run and the pass. There's a handoff again, trying to get outside. Forsythe, 40-yard line, 45, and popped out of bounds. So Jimmy Forsythe is knocked out of bounds here. Lane Haller again out of Gordon-Rushville over on the tackle there for the Northern All-Stars. So they bring the ball across the 45 to about the 45-and-a-half, they say, and that's enough for a first down as they will move the 6. We're in the first quarter. 7-7 is the score here tonight. The South scoring first on their opening possession. The North coming back in their second offensive possession to score. Now a fake punt kept this drive alive for the South All-Stars. Splitting out wide to the right side now is going to be Sam Birch. He's the wide receiver out of Elmwood Murdoch. Another guy who will be walking on here in Nebraska. Spurgeon is wide receiver to the left. Brock Meyer on the option play, pitches the ball back. It's fumbled by Forsythe. It's picked up by Brock Meyer, and then he is knocked down at the 37. That one was not very pretty. They ran the option play to the far side. Forsythe fumbles the football. It was bouncing around there. Brock Meyer comes back to pick it up, and then he was met by Chris Tyler. Tyler out of Omaha North knocks him down. And lost in the play as Brock Meyer is chopped down here. Now we got an injured player. We got an injured player down here at about the 37. That's the last thing you want to see, I think, out of an all-star game. That's getting injured here in all-star game during the summer like this. But the Meds are out there going to work on the injured player, so we'll take an injury timeout here. 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the first quarter at Memorial Stadium. It is the South 7 and the North 7.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 402-463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of the Hastings and area athletes and teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
All right, the injured player on the play is the future Hastings College Bronco and Casey Malafua. They bring him to the sidelines. It's second down now, long for the South. After the last botched play, here's a Brock Meyer throws it near side. It's caught by Spurgeon across the 50, across the 45, and he's knocked out of bounds at about the 44-yard line, right on the money again. Tyson Brock Meyer goes to Cole Spurgeon out of Gretna, right on the money. A first down as they move the sticks, and they move the ball back into North territory. They'll spot the pig at about the 44-and-a-half. Spurgeon is a good-looking wide receiver. He's headed to the RMAC next year. He'll go to the Colorado School of the Mines. So a nice pickup on the play by Brock Meyer. That was a completed pass of about 19 yards. Moves the ball down to the 44. First down and 10 for the South. Down to 2 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in the first quarter at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Wide receiver split to the left, and Spurgeon is kind of a flanker off to the right side now. Brock Meyer fakes the football, now gives it away up inside. That's going to be Rock Sherman as he bangs his way across the 41, out of the 40, and inches his way to the 39-yard line. So they go right at this North defense. Again, a pickup of about, 4 yards in the play. We'll call it second down and six. Like we have seen so many times in all-star games, first and second quarter, usually pretty good. Third quarter, the pace just slows down a little bit, and by the fourth quarter, they don't care who he wants to win. It's all for a great cause in the Shriners Hospitals across America. So it's second down and about 6 yards to go. It's Brock Meyer again, fakes the ball. Nope, they're going to give it off inside again. That's going to be a big running back in Sherman as he bangs his way down to about the 38-yard line. A pickup of 2 yards in the play. Tackle is made by Aaron Hayes out of Elkhorn. He is 6'3" and 245 pounds. So it's third down. Third down now and about 3 yards to go, maybe closer to four as the football right in between the 38 and the 39-yard line as the play comes in from the far sideline and head coach Randy Hubert. Spurgeon, your wide receiver, splitting out wide to the right side. Going with him will be Trevor LaPointe out of Bellevue West. Those are the two wide receivers split to the right side, two running backs in the backfield. Here's Brock Meyer, cocks the arm, and now he's going to be hit at the 40-yard line, and down he goes. Brock Meyer wanted to throw the football, but nothing was there. Brock Meyer is knocked down in the play. And Jack Gangwish out of Wood River, there's our boy. He's going to be a walk-on here at Nebraska. Gangwish out of Wood River had 103 tackles last year, four quarterback sacks. He is a specimen, 6'3" and 230 pounds. Gangwish will be a good one. He might find for some playing time here in Nebraska before his playing days are over, too.
And a great linebacker in the sense that when you're watching that play, he had great vision there. He stayed with Brock Meyer the entire way. When Brock Meyer wanted to cut back up the field, Gangwish came in and made the stop.
And now the South will come up here on fourth down at about 7 yards to go. They faked the last time. They're going to not punt this time as Brock Meyer wants to throw the football. He throws it. It's going to be caught here at the 33. And that's going to be very close to a first down here. Brock Meyer again right on the money as he completes the pass to the 33-yard line. Spurgeon is the guy who got it there for the South All-Stars. In fact, they're going to look to the far side now. And should be at least close enough for a measurement. This is where our statistician Gene Shaw comes in. He has had the X-ray vision year after year after year as he puts his, what is it, Gino? They're going to make this one. This is a first down. All right, Gino says this should be a first down as they bring in the chains off of the far sideline. So time is running out here in the first quarter. The South is on the move here. It's a 7-7 ball game here in the Shrine football game. As the chains come out, they come all the way across the field. They stretch them out, and it's a first down again by a couple of inches. Razor sharp again, Gino. At least somebody here the offseason is not taking time off. Gino's X-ray vision is right on the money again, so it's a first down for the South All-Stars as they have moved the ball in between the 33 and the 34-yard line.
And two fourth down conversions there for Randy Hubert's South side as well on this drive. Taking a lot of time off the clock and moving the ball down the field.
And the fake punt, and now that was a fourth down play as well. They didn't hesitate at all about going for it, and they pick up a first down. They needed about 7 yards in that last play. They got about 7 yards in the last play. So they got 20 seconds to play. Here's Brockmeyer wants to throw the football again. Danso in the middle of the field. It's going to be off the fingertips of his intended receiver down there, Spurgeon, at about the 6 yard line. Back there was it Devin Bass, the defensive back out of Millard North. That's the guy who's going to Ohio next year, Tyson. And I'll tell you what, he's a good one. Had 8 interceptions last year for Millard North.
Yes, and 8 interceptions. He was the defensive player of the, or the defensive back player of the year here in the state of Nebraska. So he's a good athlete and really well defending on that play against Spurgeon, who has been a huge target for Brockmeyer here in this first quarter.
Yeah, Frankie Boy gets a good one there, and Devin Bass, he rips that one away from the Cornhusker State. So if an incomplete pass, it's now second down and 10 yards to go. The football is down here at the Northern All-Stars 34-yard line. Wide receivers all over the place now. In fact, nobody in the backfield with their Brockmeyer. He stands. He's going to wing it out here. It's going to be caught. That's going to be the fullback coming out of the backfield, 35 down to the 31-yard line. So a short pickup on the play. That's a Brock Sherman carrying the ball there. And time is going to expire here in the first quarter. So one quarter in the books in the 53rd annual Shrine Bowl football game, the 2011 Classic here tonight at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. The score after one quarter, it is the South 7, the North 7. You're listening to the Shrine Bowl tonight in Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Call Witt Plumbing in Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
Mike Weltus and Harponic, and also Gene Shaw back here at Memorial Stadium. It's a Shrine Bowl football game tonight here in Classic. It's 98.9 KKPR. South in the first quarter, Tyson Brockmeyer completed 7 out of 8 passes for 99 yards. They ran 12 plays for 27 yards. They've got 126 yards of total offense here in the first quarter. The Northern All-Stars, Bowles was 2 out of 4 throwing the football for 12 yards. They ran 12 times tonight, 72 yards. They've got 84 yards of total offense. So 126 for the South, 84 yards for the North. But the South continues to chew up the yardage here. This has been a long time-consuming drive for the South. A couple of fourth down conversions so far here in this football game. The South has had a fourth down conversion here on this drive. And now they're looking at a third down situation here to start the second quarter. Third down at the 31-yard line. Third down at about 7 yards to go. It's going to be Brockmeyer staying in there at quarterback. And now the South will be moving from the North to the South. As Brockmeyer has got the ball, rolls to his left, unloads the ball. It's going to be caught again right on the money down here at the 16-yard line. And out of bounds, it's going to be another first down. That's going to be a catch made over there by Trevor LaPointe out of Bellevue West. That is a nice target as well, Tyson. That's a big boy at 6'3", 220 pounds at tight end. He had 50 receptions last year for his squad, Bellevue West, 50 receptions, 652 yards, and 6 touchdowns. Grabs him right there on the sideline where he's popped out of bounds. Down here at about the 16. So the South is in the red zone again. Here early in the second quarter, trying to regain the lead. We're tied up at 7 points apiece. Brockmeyer in the backfield, two running backs with him. There's a little shovel pass up inside. Sherman has got the ball, fumbles the football down here at the 5-yard line, and the North is going to be on top of the ball, I think, down here at the 5, and that's going to be the case. There isn't an incomplete pass. Nope, they're going to say it's a fumble, and the North comes up with a big, big turnover down here at the 5-yard line. And picking up the ball down there at the 5 is Nolan Kawada from Grand Island. So Kawada, who's playing on defense here tonight, comes up with a big fumble recovery down here at the 5-yard line, and a big, tough break there for the South.
And once again, ball control problems continue to be the big story in this Shrine Bowl so far here this evening, as another fumble, this time by the South, and this one hurts because, Mike, they were in the red zone and had a good drive going.
So now the North will start in their own end zone here. They had the football in between the 4 and the 5. They were looking good for points there, but the South, their second turnover of the ball game here tonight. So we've had, three turnovers, two by the South, one on the North so far here tonight. Here's Wynn carrying the ball. Wynn takes the ball from the 4 out to about the yard line, a pickup of 6 yards in the play. Well, I'll tell you what, his motor is running in high gear. It's like a Jaguar. Boy, his feet are just moving, and they're quick as Wynn takes the ball to the 10-yard line.
Well, that's one of the things you love to see from that running back is the fact that when he gets the football, he doesn't scat around, look for holes. I mean, he just goes straight, and he keeps the wheel turning at 100 miles an hour until he gets knocked to the ground.
So second down now, and about 5 yards to go. They give him about 5 on that last play. Quarterback is Bowles up under center down. They hand the ball away to Wynn, this time trying to get outside. He's going to be chased down. He's going to be run out of bounds. They had some penetration. The South defense had some penetration, but Wynn just, hey, I'll just shift into fourth gear here and get outside, but he runs out of real estate, and he's knocked out of bounds.
I tell you what, Mike, what we've seen from the South defense, especially with that linebacker play so far tonight, is they're really getting to the outside and not letting the North running backs do much damage on the outside. They're, like I said earlier, they're getting most of their damage done on the inside.
All right, Wynn, we've talked about him a couple of times, and he's going to walk on at Nebraska as well, so Wynn will be coming to the Huskers next year as well. Third down at about 6 yards to go. Here's a quick pass thrown out here. He's going to be caught at the 8-yard line to the 10, and he's knocked out of bounds here at about the 23. Reception is made by Devin Bass out of Millard North. He's playing both ways here tonight for the Northern All-Stars. We'll see where they spot the football. It's going to be between the 13 and the 14. That's not enough for a first down. They had to take the ball just across the 14, so it's going to bring up a fourth down situation. And now the North will have to punt the football deep in their own territory. Line of scrimmage, the 14-yard line.
And that's one of the things. I mean, it was a quick pass there, Mike, but you got to let, in a third down situation like that, make sure your routes get past the first down marker so you're not in a situation like this.
Nathan Scott will be your punter for the North All-Stars. He's got a broken bow. He's going to stand right here on the goal line. Two men back deep for the South All-Stars. We're tied up at 7 points apiece here in the Shrine Bowl. Here comes the first punt of the ball game. And it's going to be a pretty good one. Drives them back into their own territory. Grabs the ball at the 47 across the 50. Some running room, 45-40. Penalty flags go down. He's brought down at the 37-yard line. Bringing the ball back there for the South All-Stars was Jimmy Forsythe. So Forsythe brings the ball back. He had a little seam over there, but a penalty flag comes down. I think this one is going to go on the South. They're going to march the ball back, and that's the case. A penalty here on the South All-Stars. I think a block in the back is the preliminary indication. So after a nice return by Jimmy Forsythe, they're going to bring the ball back now. The penalty flag is resting at the 47. That's the 47 of the North. So they'll bring it back across midfield and bring the ball back into South Territory. Our Shrine football coverage here tonight brought to you in part by Pleasanton Irrigation, also by Zorb Farms, by Vons Printers out of Hastings, by T&L Irrigation, and by Boar's Floors. I'm Mike Will, Tyson Ervronik, on hand here tonight. Gene Shaw, our statistician. As we get set here in the second quarter, 13 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in the first half. It's a 7-7 ball game. A 6-yard run so far by Jimmy Forsythe for the South. A 2-yard run by Richard Wynn Jr. for the North. A couple of extra points, and we're knotted up here in the 53rd annual event here for the Shrine Football Classic. Of course, all the proceeds from this game go to the Shriners organization and the Shriners hospitals across America. And coming up at halftime, we're going to have a chance to talk with Steve Nelson, who's the executive director of the Shrine Bowl. They'll talk about the Shriners and what this game means to them. Now play is being held up here momentarily. I think we've got a TV timeout here as we wait for the TV folks to get back. 13:49 to play here in quarter number two. It's a 7-7 ball game as the South All-Stars waiting here at the line of scrimmage. And now we're set to go. Brockmeyer is in the gun here with a couple of wide receivers split out to the left and to the right. A couple of running backs on either side of Brock Meyer as he waits for the snap. He's got it. He hands the ball away. Sherman again across the 45 to the 46 to the 47-yard line. Really like that running back in Brock Sherman. Two hands on the football, big fullback busting through there, 222 pounds. We saw him as Brock Sherman ran for the past 4 years at Creed. He scored 37 touchdowns for Creed. In fact, he actually rushed for 315 yards in a football game for the Creed Cardinals. Good one.
Yeah, and we've got a chance to see him throughout the years as we've done Hastings High versus Creed games. Certainly a good runner in that offense and comes from a great program there in Creed.
He's headed to a Northwest Missouri State playing football this fall. That was a pickup of about 7 yards in a play, second down and three. Brock Meyer's going to throw again. He's got a man out here, and it's going to be incomplete. Incomplete pass down here at the 20-yard line. Boy, Brock Meyer just looks so comfortable in the pocket. A throw downfield, that's Sam Birch out of Elmwood Murdoch. He can't make the catch down there. Pretty good coverage by the North defense. That's going to be an incomplete pass, and it's now third down for the South All-Stars. About 3 yards to go. That's only the second incomplete pass of the ball game for Tyson Brockmeyer. The play comes in from the far sideline, and head coach Randy Huberts with a chance to play with Tyson one more time. Also, another Aurora guy on the South roster as well as they're playing here tonight, and that's Kyle McCarthy who's playing on defense. But now it's third down and about, 3 yards to go. The football right about the 50-yard line. Brockmeyer's got the ball trying to get outside. Eludes one man, but not the second one. He is knocked down in the play back here at the 45. A loss on the play as Brockmeyer trying to bring the ball to the near side. He is knocked down here by the Northern All-Stars. And over here making the stop was Christian Victor. Victor is from Archbishop Bergen, 212-pounder and 6-footer.
And the North doing a really good job on that play, Mike, of just getting right off their blocks and getting to the football and not giving Brockmeyer anywhere to go with the football.
So now we're going to have a punt here on fourth down and 7 yards to go. 12.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter in the Shrine football game. We are tied up at 7 points apiece, only one back here for the North. And Brockmeyer this time is going to kick the football away. Angles to the near side. It's going to go out of bounds here. And the officials will come back up the sidelines to spot the football. Again, Tanner Jones was basically selected for the South All-Stars this year for the Shrine Bowl to do the kicking chores. Very good kicker out of Hastings High, but Tanner sustained an injury during the State Track and Field Championships last week in Omaha. And his punting is probably washed off of the board here for the Shrine Bowl. He might get some tries at some extra points. In fact, he already nailed one earlier tonight, but that's going to be all she wrote for Tanner Jones. Probably won't see much more than him other than extra points here tonight for the South All-Stars. Brockmeyer handling the punting chores here for the South. They're going to bring the football to the 23. That's where the North's going to start. First down and 10 from the 23. Both scores occurred here in the first quarter. Nothing so far here in period number two. The South had a chance to score, but they fumbled the football away down here at the 5-yard line. So we got another new quarterback in there. It's going to be Nathan Scott out of Broken Bow. So Scott's going to take some snaps now. They're going to hand the ball away, and that's going to be Cleo Miller. Slips one tackler at the 25, takes the ball at the 30, and he's run out of bounds. So Cleo Miller, the running back out of Omaha Benson, ran for 1,060 yards last year and 12 touchdowns. Has a nice pickup there as they move the ball from the 23 all the way up to the 30-yard line, a pickup of 7 yards in the play. So now Nathan Scott out of Broken Bow is your quarterback with Cleo Miller, the running back from Omaha Benson, in the backfield as their head coach and Mark Waller from Lincoln North Star continues to shuttle players, what we might expect here in the All-Star game.
And we're going to get a chance to see Nathan Scott play on through his into his college career. He's going to be playing football at Wayne State.
All right, second down and about 4 yards to go. Football at the 30-yard line. South on defense, North working right to left. Here's a reverse play to the near side. Penalty flags go down across the 35 out to the 37 or 38-yard line. I assume this one is going to come back as penalty flags are down here. Running the football there was Matt Raymond out of Elkhorn. A penalty flag down, and we'll check out the indication here. It's going to be a block below the knees, an illegal block there on the North All-Stars. Devin Bass, I think, is the guilty party. All right, so Bass is guilty of an illegal block here. That's going to erase off a nice gain. They're going to bring the ball back to the 19-yard line. Well, you couldn't ask for anything better as far as the weather is concerned tonight. Temperature was at 83 degrees at game time, just a slight breeze out of the east at about 8 miles per hour. And the fans have gathered here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln for the 53rd annual Shrine Bowl football game. And you're enjoying it tonight in Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. So after the penalty, brings the ball back to the 19-yard line. Second down and 14 yards to go for the North All-Stars. Backing up as Scott throws it out to the far side. It's going to be caught out there at the 24. Brings the ball to the 25 where he's nailed down there, right there at the 25-yard line. Ethan Brozek is the guy on the receiving end of that pass from Nathan Scott. Brozek is out of Norfolk Catholic, a good tall wide receiver, 6'7" and 200 pounds. He's the guy that's going to go to Nebraska Omaha next year, not to play football. We have no program, but he's going to play basketball for the Mass.
You mentioned, yeah, he is a big target there for Scott to throw to, is Brozek, and he's going to go on. And from everything that I've heard about him, a really great basketball player out there at Norfolk Catholic.
All right, third down now for the North. We're down to 11 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the second quarter, tied up at 7 points apiece. Third down and about, 8 yards to go from the 25-yard line. Scott wants to throw the ball again down the near sideline. Jump ball situation and nearly caught down here at the 45. It was intended down here on the near sideline to a Brozek again. They kind of juggled the ball. Good defense back there, but the defensive back for the South. Both of them had a chance at grabbing that one, and then it was kind of juggled down here. Brozek nearly came up with it, and that would have been a very big play there from North.
Yeah, ultimately, Mike, the pass was an incompletion, but great effort, and then an attempt to try to make a second effort with Brozek as he was leaning with the football and just unable to haul it in here, and that's going to bring up fourth down.
Benjamin Muff will drop back deep now for the South, as well as Jimmy Forsythe. They will stand here at about the 35-yard line. We're going to have some punting here, as the North is going to have to punt the football away, and they're going to kick her downfield, and it's going to be grabbed here by Forsythe, fumbles the football, and then goes down to the 35. Having troubles holding on to the football down there. Jimmy Forsythe fumbles it and then falls back on top of it at the 35. So that's where the South will start, first down and 10 on their own 35-yard line. 10 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the first half. Our Shrine Bowl football coverage tonight brought to you in part by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings, also by Island Supply Welding, by ABC Drugs and Gifts, and by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Hastings. That was a 35-yard punt there for the North All-Stars. The South will come out first down and 10 on their own 35, and we have got a timeout. We have got a timeout here, so we'll take a break. 10:50 remaining here in the first half. We'll take a break. We'll score the North 7, the South 7.
Are you ready for a great deal? A money-saving party!
There's nothing more American than football. And Advantage Chevrolet is the best in America when it comes to the best deals on all the hot new Chevy cars. Advantage Chevrolet sacks the competition with savings. Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American revolution.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
All right, back here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. 10 minutes and 50 seconds remaining here in quarter number two. 7-7 is the score. Both scoring situations in the first quarter. Jimmy Forsythe with a 6-yard touchdown run. Richard Wynn Jr. had a 2-yard touchdown run. It occurred at the 12:48 mark, and at 8:23 in the first quarter, nothing since then. The South had a nice drive going in the last possession, but they cop up the football at the 5-yard line. They're covered by the Islander, Nolan Kawana. North couldn't do anything with the football, so now the South will get her back here. First down and 10 yards to go. South with a football at their own 35-yard line. And Brockmeyer will stay in there at quarterback. Three wide receivers split out wide to the left side as Brockmeyer waits for the snap. He's got it, looks right, swings it out left. Forsythe has got the ball at the 30, breaks open 35 to the 40. Hang on to the football across the 45 to the 46 and the 47 before he's finally brought down in the play. And Forsythe is going to have enough for a first down. You mentioned it during the break. He's got two fumbles already, two muffs on the punts, hanging on the football right there, both hands on the ball as he brought it out to the 47. That's a first down for the South.
And once again, you mentioned a little bit about Forsythe. He was brought in here originally as a quarterback. We're moving him into more of a running back role here, the South is. But he is a fantastic runner as well, Mike. 1,771 yards sets the school record for the most rushing yards in a season and also has the most rushing yards in a career for Omaha Burke.
He's going to play football next year at South Dakota. He's going to be a future jackrabbit. First down and 10 yards to go. And here's a running play on a reverse. Penalty flags it down as they take the ball down to about the 45-yard line. That's going to be Sherman again carrying the ball there for the South All-Stars. But we got a penalty flag down. Could be a hold up inside. They'll spot the football. Well, let's see. The penalty flag has now been moved back to the 50. It's going to be an indication against the South. So in what we had, a great start here in the football game here tonight, Tyson. Not a whole lot of penalties in quarter number one. We've had a couple of penalties here in the second quarter, and that's a big one there. As Chad Hartman, I think, is the guilty product for the South, a holding call. Hartman is the product out of Gibbon, and Hartman is also a future Hastings College Broncos, so who gets nailed here with a holding situation.
Well, we should get them all out of the way here at the Shrine Bowl.
Yeah, he's not going to make the Coach Harper happy there, as Chad Hartman gets nailed with a holding call here in the Shrine Bowl. One way to get a little exposure, if you're an offensive lineman. First down and how long? First down and 18 yards to go for the South. They've got the ball on their own 40. Rockmeyer wants to throw again. He throws it downfield. He's got a man out here, and he throws it a little bit too far over his head down here at the 30-yard line. Rockmeyer throws such a nice ball. That was just a little bit too far. Burks was the intended receiver back there. Kawada was back there from Grand Island in the defensive backfield for the North All-Stars. So it's going to bring up a second down situation now. Second down at about 18 yards to go.
And Birch got turned around a little bit on that route as he was running. Got turned around looking for the football. It just seemed like he kind of turned the wrong way, and the football went over his other shoulder, and it just went long.
All right, second down, 18 yards to go. 10-13 to play here in the second quarter. 7-7 is the score between the North and the South in the Shrine football game here tonight. Brockmeyer has got the ball, sprints out right side, cocks the arm, throws it. It's caught again. A short gain out here to the 49-yard line. And making the catch there was Spurgeon again. Spurgeon number 17, the product out of Gretna, 6'2", 205 pounder. He's made a couple of nice receptions here in the football game here tonight. He is knocked out of bounds here. He's out of bounds here after he makes the reception at the 49. And now the South looking at a more manageable situation here, third down and 9 yards to go. Out of this Aurora-based offense, That's not too shabby, third down and nine. I'll take my chances on that, huh?
You know, and one of the things that you're talking a little bit about Spurgeon, he's having a really good game so far this evening. The one thing I like about him, and Mike, if you're watching, he really finds ways to get open. He really finds areas, and Brockmeyer's been finding him a lot tonight.
Here's the sprint set. Now wide receivers all over the place on third down and nine. Here's another pass. It's going to be picked off. 40, 45 to the 50. 45 spins away. Down the sideline, 40, 35, 30, 25. He's knocked out of bounds to the 20-yard line. So the interception there, it is picked off. And getting the ball there is Lane Haller out of Gordon-Rushville. Picks up from Tyson Brockmeyer and returns it back the other way. The North in business now. Another turnover for the South. That is three so far, Tyson, here in this first half of play. Four turnovers between the two teams, but three by the Southern All-Stars.
And a great job there by Lane Haller. If you, as we're sitting here watching, by courtesy of the video replay, Haller was watching Brockmeyer's eyes the entire way. He was waiting in the backfield. As soon as Brockmeyer lets go with the football, Haller jumps in, and then it had a great return on top of that.
All right, so now the North with a chance to put some points on the scoreboard in the second quarter. They've got the ball down here. Again, it's going to be Nathan Scott, your quarterback. He fakes the ball, now hands it off inside again to a win as he tries to get outside again. He's going to be brought down. He takes the ball down to about the 18-yard line. A lot of white shirts over there to bring him down. And Wynn is unable to get outside. That time he was tackled there by Mike Marr out of Pawnee City. He is 6'2", 225 pounds, a defensive end. As Wynn trying to get outside, as he moves it down to about the 19, we'll give him a pickup of 2 yards in the play. Second down and 8 yards to go. The North trying to cash in on the third turnover by the South All-Stars in the first half of the Shrine Bowl football game. Two wide receivers split to the left side. Man split out to the right as well. As Nathan Scott is up under center. Brings in band in motion now from the far side to the near side. They hand the ball away to Wynn. He stumbles his way for a yard, maybe two, off the left side. So not much there. Tackle is made in there by the Southern All-Stars. Gus Peterson again, the linebacker out of Cambridge, making the stop, 6'2", 205 pounds. So two running plays and about 4 yards. Third down, 6 yards to go now. For the North, they have got the ball down here at the South 17-yard line. as the play comes in from their head coach here on the near side, and Mark Waller. Again, on that coaching staff is also Mark Hudson, the head coach out of Ravenna, serving on the North All-Stars coaching staff here this year. Third down, 6 yards to go. The North with the football down here at about the 17. Scott's under pressure, rolls to his right. He's going to throw the ball into the end zone. It's going to be incomplete. Goes over the head of his intended receiver down there. In the end zone was Matt Raymond. Matt Raymond out of Elkhorn, but that was overthrown by Scott, the quarterback, and now it's going to bring up a fourth down situation. Fourth down and 7. The line of scrimmage sitting at the 17-yard line, and I assume we will see a field goal attempt here.
And, Mike, something to keep your eye on over there on the south far sideline. It looks like Cole Spurgeron currently getting his ankle looked at, so not quite sure, but the training staff definitely was around taping up the ankle region, so just something to keep in mind here as we move forward.
Jonathan Laura is going to be in the football game. He attempted a 54-yarder earlier today. That was missed. Now we got a timeout call. This one's going to be much shorter. I was looking down. Laura's actually got a 54-yard field goal to his credit in high school, so that's one of the main reasons they went with that early in the ball game. That was short. Laura's just going to have a little chip shot here, but we got a timeout. Timeout with 7:39 to play here in the second quarter in the All-Star football game here tonight. The Shrine Bowl in Lincoln. We'll take a break. The North 7, the South 7.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
You're listening to the Shrine Bowl here tonight in Classic. It's 98.9 KKPR. Brought to you in part by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, by Advantage Chevrolet, and by B&B Carpet. 7-7 is the score. The North 7 and the South 7. Now we're going to have a field goal attempt here. It's going to be Jonathan Lohr from Schuyler Central. He's a little guy, just a little guy at 5'6" and 160-pounder. The kicker here for the North All-Stars. This will be a 35-yard field goal. The ball is on the far side hash mark. Ball is down. The little chip shot up here is going to be off of the left side, and it's going to be no good. So Laura, who connected on a 54-yard field goal during his high school days there at Schuyler Central, pushes this one to the left side, and the little guy unable to convert here. And the South All-Stars avoids points here by the North after turning the ball over for the third time in the Tyson Brockmeyer interception.
And the wind definitely kind of blowing out of the east. Maybe that had a little something to do with it, but you see the flags, and they are pointing straight at us, and that kick goes off to the left. So wind maybe had a factor in that short little chip shot field goal for Laura.
All right, so now the South All-Stars will start on their own end here. 7:36 to play here in the second quarter. A 7-7 ball game here in the Shrine football game as Tyson Brockmeyer will come back out after throwing a pick. He had only 3 interceptions all season last year for Aurora Tyson. This time he was picked off here in the second quarter. But the North cannot put any points on the scoreboard. We have not seen any scoring since quarter number one. And now we're going to have Forsythe's going to be in there at quarterback. He's going to hand the ball away to Sherman as he comes up inside to about the 25-yard line. So a pick up of 5 yards on the play. So Brockmeyer now out. And Jimmy Forsythe, the quarterback out of Omaha Burke, is in the football game now. He's got 8 school records at Omaha Burke, and he's got just about everything as far as offensive numbers are concerned. He's the record holder.
Yeah, and we'll see how Coach Hubert wants to use Forsythe here in this football game, because as we mentioned earlier, his running ability. So are we going to see a little bit more options plays here as we move forward in this drive? Yet to be determined, but it'll be very interesting here.
Again, he's headed to South Dakota next year on a football scholarship. We're talking about Forsythe. Now he's got the ball again. He fakes it inside. Now he's going to run it. He's going to be popped down at the 28, 29-yard line. So 2 running plays now for Forsythe as he takes the ball to the 29. Going to be a third down and short situation now. Making a tackle in there for the North All-Stars was number 78, Damon Parker. Millard North are going to give him forward progress to about the 30-and-a-half-yard line. And that's enough to move the sticks. So a first down here for the South. We're down to 6 minutes and 43 seconds to play until halftime. Again, at the break, we'll talk with Steve Nelson, who's with the Shrine Bowl. He's the executive director of the Shrine Bowl. Talk about the Shrine and everything they do for children across America. There's a snap. Forsythe nearly lost the ball. Now he's in trouble. He's hemmed in. He's trying to get away. He's all the way back here to the 27-yard line, or he's going to be brought down if the snap was off the mark or what. He had to kind of reach to his right to grab that one, and then he's swarmed under by the North defense. So a loss of a couple of yards in the play. Clock continues to run. We're down to second down, down about, 13 yards to go, a loss of 3 on that play.
And it's certain that has to make Coach Hubert's heart stop just a little bit. Ball control has been the big issue of the ball game, especially for the South side. We've seen two turnovers by way of fumble, and of course, Mike, that one hugely important fumble when they were on the 5-yard line going in for the score.
All right, Spurgeon, who was hobbled a little bit on his last possession into the ball game again as he splits out wide to the left side. And now the South will call a timeout as they come up to the line of scrimmage. So the South saw something in the North defense that they didn't like there, and they called a timeout. We'll take a break, pay a bill here. 5 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the second quarter. It's the South 7 and the North 7.
The spring sale prices continue on Mohawk Carpeting at Boers Floors in Hastings. Save on Mohawk Carpeting. Choose the style. Choose the color you want. The possibilities are endless. Special financing is also available. Ask Boers Floors for details. Boers Floors is your store for Mohawk Carpeting, tile, laminate, and wood. Run, jump, throw, spring your way into Boers Floors for the Mohawk Spring Sale, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 46-FLOOR, 463-5667.
If you've been in a vehicle accident, or it's time to get rid of that dent or scratch on your vehicle, let Jansen Auto Body take care of it. Jansen Auto Body does auto body repair, painting, glass replacement, frame straightening on both domestic and foreign, as well as fiberglass work. Jansen Auto Body gives free estimates and has a 24-hour towing service. Call Jeremiah at 402-463-5001. Jansen Auto Body on West Highway 6 in Hastings. That's Jansen Auto Body, West Highway 6 in Hastings. Serving all your auto body needs, it's Jansen Auto Body in Hastings.
Mike Will, Tyson Urbanek, and Gene Shaw back here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. You're listening to the Shrine Bowl football game. You're on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR, 7-7 is the score. The South looking at a second down situation here. Second down at about 12 yards to go. Forsythe fakes the ball. Now he's going to run it himself. He's got a little bit of a hole across the 35 out to the 39-yard line where he's dropped down there. So Forsythe again faking the ball up inside and then the runs it himself as he takes it to the 39-yard line. Tackle was made in there by the Northern All-Stars. That's Daniel Sotelo out of Grand Island making the stop there for the Northern All-Stars. But Forsythe picks up some nice running room. He's got a third down situation now to look at.
Yeah, and you're right. North was back on their heels a little bit. I mean, where it's a second and long situation, so probably not the first thing in their mind is they're going to run the football. Well, Forsythe does just that, and they pick up a good gain, third and one.
So they come up with the line of scrimmage here on a third down and one situation. They're going to pick it up as he just banged away across the 40 out to about the 41-yard line. So it's going to be a first down here by the Northern All-Stars as they move the ball to the 41. They'll move the 6 one more time.
And I think that was one of your players we mentioned earlier, Brock Sherman, as he just gets down the field and just really powers the football inside. And he's been a huge part to this South offense so far.
So the clock is running. We're under 5 minutes to play. Randy Hubert does not use a timeout right there. He's still got a couple of timeouts left here as they will bring in the play off of the far side. Line of scrimmage is the 41. The South moving from the north to the south. Here in quarter number two, we are tied up at 7 points apiece. Forsythe stays in there at quarterback. Takes the handoff. He's going to run the ball again. And he's not going to run her too far. He's going to be brought down at about the 42 or 43-yard line. So ever since the Forsythe came into the ballgame for Brockmeyer, we saw Tyson throw the football around a little bit. Now Forsythe has basically kept the ball on the ground, and he's doing the running himself.
And so far, a good job by the North defense with Forsythe running. I mean, we mentioned all of his records that he has on the ground, but North defense staying at home, doing exactly what you're told, following that football, following Forsythe around, and not letting him pick up very positive yards so far, except for that 9-yard run that set up a third and one a possession to go.
So now we're going to have Brockmeyer coming back into the football game. He's going to throw it out to Forsythe this time as Forsythe tries to slip a couple of tacklers. He takes it to the 42 to the 43. He fumbles the football out of bounds, but not making a difference. He's going to be far short of a first down. Tackle is made in there by Christian Victor again out of Archbishop Bergen. So Forsythe couldn't do it at the quarterback position. That time they brought him out here as Brockmeyer came in and just swung the ball out to the Forsythe. Now we got an injured player over there, an injured North player on the far sideline right in front of the South bench. So an injury timeout here. We'll take a break with 3 minutes and 38 seconds to play. Travis Green out of Omaha North, I think, is the injured player down here at the 44. So an injury timeout. We'll take a break. 3 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the first half. The North and the South tied up here at the Shrine Bowl at 7 points apiece.
Roche Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling, also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Roche Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Roche Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
All right, Travis Green, the injured player, he comes trotting out for the field. So we got a third down situation now, third down and 6 yards to go. We're down to 3 minutes and 37 seconds to play here in the second quarter. All of the scoring so far in the first period. We're tied up at 7 points apiece. Brockmeyer is still in there at quarterback now. Wide receivers, three of them split to the right side, one wide receiver to the left. Brockmeyer backs up, looks right, throws right. Ball is going to be caught here at the 49-yard line, but the North defense right there, they have fumbled the football. They did. They picked it up, running back the other way. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5 into the end zone. Touchdown. If it stands, we'll see. I think it's going to be a touchdown for the North. A touchdown for the North as they bring the ball back, and coming back the other way with a pig is Christian Victor out of Archbishop Bergen. So Victor returns it back the other way. They fumble the football and has picked up a 42-yard fumble return for a touchdown, and the North goes out on top for the first time at 13-7.
And again, turnovers continue to be the big story here for the South as they cough up another football, and this time the North runs it all the way back for a score.
So a 42-yard fumble recovery. Laura is in the ballgame now to attempt the PAT. 13-7 is the score. And here's a fumbled snap. A fumbled snap. They're going to pick it up now. This throw it into the end zone is going to be incomplete. So a muff PAT there. As they throw it into the end zone, the holder for the North was Jamie Gray out of Battle Creek. Mishandles the ball and then picks it up and throws it into the end zone. It's incomplete, so the PAT is no good. So a fumble return for a touchdown by Christian Victor out of Archbishop Bergen, a muff PAT, and the North has got the lead now in this Shrine Bowl football game. We'll take a break to a score the North 13, the South 7.
Need seed for the latest in NK brand soybean with the Roundup Ready trait? Your local Golden Harvest dealer, Brent Woodman, has a great supply of top-performing, high-quality, high-germination soybean to meet your needs. Also call Brent about the AgriSure product line, comprised of high-performance traits available in Elite hybrids, providing the best-in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer. Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Jonathan Laura will kick off now for the North. The North All-Stars have the lead for the first time here tonight, thanks to a 42-yard fumble return for a touchdown by Christian Victor of Archbishop Bergen. There's a kick, jumps to the near side. It's going to be picked up there by Forsythe, 15, 20 to the 22-yard line. And that's where the South will start. So 3 minutes and 3 seconds to go. Well, the North has really taken all the momentum on their side of the field now after allowing the first touchdown by the South All-Stars early in the football game when they turned over the pig, but four turnovers for the South so far here in the first half.
And the South has to be so frustrated because these last two drives have been really successful for the South. I mean, really, the last three, going back to that one where they turned the football over near the end zone, they've been taking a lot of time off the clock and been moving down the field, and then the turnover bug has been back to bite them. Four turnovers, as you said, Mike, can't have that, especially in this All-Star game. But all that being said, still a close football game here.
The North has one turnover as well. That was on the very first play from the line of scrimmage. So we've had five turnovers so far here in the first half of the Shrine Football Classic. Here's Brockmeyer. He's going to take the ball, and he's going to run it himself across the 25 to the 26 to the 27-yard line before he's brought down. He kept that ball in the belly of his running back for a long time there and then pulled it out and ran the ball himself out to about the 26. Tackle was made by Chris Tyler out of Omaha North. Tyler is headed to Nebraska Kearney this fall to play football. He was a passer. He was a quarterback. We understand at Omaha North threw for 1,600 yards at Omaha North. Playing defense as a defensive back here in this one. He knocks down Brockmeyer after a short pickup on the play. It is now second down and about, 6 yards to go. Brockmeyer wants to throw the ball, does so. It is running the money this time. He's going to have the first down as he brings it out across the 38-yard line. Again, the ball comes loose, but long after the whistle blows over there. That's the last thing I think Randy Cooper wants to see, and that's the ball bouncing around here at the Memorial Stadium turf again, huh?
Well, I tell you what, Mike, and it really has been for the south side. Ball's been, and even on the punt returns, we've seen a few muff snaps. But we talked a little bit earlier about the high-powered offenses that we're going to see. So far, I've been really impressed by both defenses and their ability to get up and down the field and make some huge stops here. But this is the first down for the south, 2 minutes to play.
All right, the south will have Brockmeyer still in there. Ryan Ludlow out of Plattsmouth is now in the backfield. He's going to be back there, but they're going to throw the football again. It's a pass that was caught and then dropped. Trevor LaPointe was the guy who had his hands in the football. LaPointe is a wide receiver out of Bellevue West. He had 50 catches this past season for Bellevue West, 652 yards, 6 touchdowns, but he had that one right on his hands, and it fell out of there.
One of those situations, Mike, as a receiver, and you're always told not to do it. You got to look that football in. I think he was definitely looking up, seeing where he was going to make his next move once he caught the football. Ball goes right through his hands, hits off the chest, falls out incomplete.
All right, so as you bring up a second down and 10 situation now, the South still with the ball in their own territory with a minute and 51 seconds to play. Now trailing in the ball game, a score of 13-7. Brockmeyer swings it out here. It's caught at the 33, across the 35 to the 40, out to the 41-yard line. That's Cleo Miller. Jimmy Forsythe, number 5, grabs that ball there. As he moves the ball out to the 41, Forsythe and Miller have been alternating back there in the backfield. That was Jimmy right there. As he brings the ball to the 41, just a short pickup, and now they're going to be looking at a third down situation. Third down and 7, Randy Hubert not in any hurry here. We're already down to about 127 to play. 127 to play here in the second quarter. 13-7 is the score. The North with a lead. 3 wide receivers split to the left side. 2 wide receivers will come to the right. Empty backfield here is Brockmeyer. He's got the ball. He throws it downfield. It's going to be caught. It's going to be caught at the 40-yard line. 35 still on his feet to the 30, down to the 26-yard line. And now Hubert and the gang will maybe look for some points here. That was a Ludlow. Ryan Ludlow coming out of the backfield there. The guy we just talked about, a 6-footer out of Plattsmouth, grabs the ball there and stumbles and rumbles his way all the way down to the 28-yard line of the North. And now the South taking points here with a minute and 4 seconds to play. In the second quarter, 13-7, the North has got the lead, but the South now on the move. Brockmeyer backs up, slips down, gets back onto his feet, throws it to the far side. It's going to be caught. Spurgeon has got the ball at the 22, and he's out of bounds at about the 21-yard line. So now after maybe not thinking points, I think, here in the second quarter, all of a sudden they get a big play to Ludlow, and now the South All-Stars maybe trying to take a couple of cracks at the end zone. Still plenty of time here, 51 seconds to go. Here in the second quarter, it's second down and 4 yards to go as the South has got the ball down here at the North 21-yard line.
And, yeah, we've seen this before with this Randy Hubert offense. In just one play, they can be thinking points, and one big play can change the momentum of this football game as we got 50 seconds left to go here in this first half.
Brockmeyer in the gun. He'll have Forsythe in the backfield along with Ludlow. They take the ball to Ludlow. Play action pass, they throw it in the corner of the end zone. It is caught, and he is out of bounds. That was a touchdown, but he was out of bounds. And that was Birch again, the intended receiver, Sam Birch out of Elmwood Murdoch. He catches the ball for an apparent touchdown, but he is out of bounds on the far side. That's going to bring up a third down. It's an incomplete pass. Third down and 4 yards to go now. Line of scrimmage to 21. We're down to 46 seconds to play.
And a great play there and a great little fade route gets into the corner of the end zone. Birch standing at 6'3". He's a big target for Brockmeyer to hit. And just one step out of bounds there in the corner of the end zone.
All right, this will be Brockmeyer again. He's got the ball, sprints out right side under pressure. Brockmeyer unloads, penalty flags are down. The penalty going to be against the South as the pass comes incomplete here on the near side. The intended receiver was Trevor LaPointe again out of Bellevue West. Again, the penalty flag back here at the 30. It's going to be a holding call against the South. So now that would bring up a fourth down situation here if they decline the penalty. They'll bring up a fourth and four, or they'll take the penalty and let the South have another crack at things here. We're down to 40 seconds to play here in this second quarter, a 13-7 ball game in favor of the North. The South going to be penalized on the play here as they bring the ball all the way back out to the 40-yard line. So that's a big, big penalty on the South All-Stars. They move the ball to the 40. But it's going to bring up about a third down and about two area codes to go here for a first down.
Yeah, and that's one of those things. The holding call did not happen on the line of scrimmage. It happened as Brockmeyer was rolling out. So that's going to push him way back, as you said, Mike, a huge third down conversion needed here, or at least get them close for field goal range.
Third down and 23 yards to go from the 40-yard line of the North. The South on the move here. But a big holding call there on the South All-Stars. Brockmeyer has got the ball, backs up, surveys the field, cocks the arm, throws it downfield. He's got a man out here. It's caught at the 5 into the end zone, touchdown. Into the end zone for the score. Brockmeyer right on the money there. And the reception is made by Sam Birch out of Elmwood Murdoch. A 40-yard touchdown pass from Brockmeyer to Birch. And now we're tied up again at 13 points apiece.
And Birch, a huge target there on that corner pass where he just missed by a foot. There he showed some great speed. Brockmeyer threw it out in front of him, and Birch able to break off his man, gets the football, goes into the end zone for the score for the South.
A 40-yard touchdown pass there. The time was ticking down. Here's Tanner Jones into the ball game now from Hastings High. He's going to bang home the lead PAT here. So the point after touchdown is good by Tanner Jones, and the South All-Stars have got the lead here. We're down to 33 seconds to play in the first half of the Shrine Football Classic here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. We'll take a break with a score of South 14 to North 13.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Tyson Brockmeyer now 17 out of 23 throwing the football tonight, 232 yards. We are in the first quarter, or actually first half.
Yeah, and he's been so impressive. You mentioned how just comfortable he looks in the pocket.
They're just going to knock the ball down along the ground here. We're down to the final stages of the second quarter. They're going to pick it up here at the 40, and that's where the North will start here in this short possession with just 30 seconds to play. So Brockmeyer didn't want to go deep on that kickoff. Is knocking down along the ground. It's going to be picked up here, and the North will start at the 40-yard line, but only 30 seconds to play here in the second quarter. The 53rd annual Shrine Bowl football game on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR. Our Shrine football coverage brought to you in part by CPI Mr. Tire, by Roush Commercial Builders, by Krieger Electric, by Witt Plumbing, and by Russ Heating and Air Conditioning. Mike Will with Tyson Urbanek and Gene Shaw here at Memorial Stadium. Good football game so far. 14-13 is the score. The South has got the advantage here after that 40-yard touchdown pass from Brockmeyer to Birch. And there's Bowles back into the ball game for the North All-Stars. He hurdles a couple of men. He's in trouble, and he's back to the center of the field. He's going to be ridden down here. He did about 50 yards of running there, Tyson, and he loses 2 yards in the play. Back here at the 38. Time is clicking down. It's probably going to be the final play of our second quarter and our first half here at Memorial Stadium. We're down to 10 seconds to go. It's going to be a 14-13 ball game at halftime of our Shrine Bowl Football Classic as we have reached halftime here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. A good one so far. The South with the lead here this one after a 40-yard touchdown pass with 33 seconds to play. In the second quarter, the South has got the advantage. Tanner Jones with the the deciding kick so far here in this one. Jones out of the Hastings High. So 14-13 the score. The South has got the advantage over the North. We'll come back here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student, and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that'll explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The spring sale prices continue on Mohawk Carpeting at Boers Floors in Hastings. Save on Mohawk Carpeting. Choose the style. Choose the color you want. The possibilities are endless. Special financing is also available. Ask Boers Floors for details. Boers Floors is your store for Mohawk Carpeting, tile, laminate, and wood. Run, jump, throw, spring your way into Boers Floors for the Mohawk Spring Sale. 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 464-463-5667. Rausch Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling, also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Rausch Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Rausch Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Welcome back to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, the Shrine Bowl Football Classic. You're on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. 14-13 our score here at halftime as the South has got the lead over the North. Get the numbers totaled up here in just a couple of minutes. Get you the numbers here in the first half. We'll talk with Steve Nelson, who's with the Shrine Bowl. He's the executive director of the Shrine Bowl here in Lincoln. Scoring in the first half, the North fumbles the football away on their first offensive play of the football game. It was recovered by the South out of the 45-yard line. A couple of plays later, Jimmy Forsythe takes it in from 6 yards out. The point after touchdown was good. With 12 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the first half, it was 7-0 in favor of the South. The North comes back in their next possession, puts together a nice drive, and Richard Wynn Jr. takes it in from 2 yards out. Point after touchdown was good. That was a 9-play, 56-yard drive. That time to score up at 7 points apiece. That's the way the first quarter ended. We played most of the second quarter without anybody scoring. We were still tied up at 7 points apiece late in the second when Christian Victor picks off the fumble return and returns it to the house for a touchdown, a 42-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown. The PAT was no good this time by the North, so the North All-Stars had a 13-7 lead. And then the South comes right back just before halftime, gets a 40-yard touchdown pass from Tyson Brockmeyer to Sam Burton. The point after touchdown by Tanner Jones of Hastings High was good, and the South with a 14-13 advantage over the North here at halftime of our 53rd annual Shrine Bowl football game here tonight. We talked about the offense, Tyson, in the pregame show here tonight, but a good offensive show. Tyson Brockmeyer putting up some good numbers, but both defenses have kind of surprised us here in the contest so far.
Well, Mike, certainly Tyson Brockmeyer has been everything as advertised with the way he has been throwing the ball, and especially with the leadership there as the first half was winding down, threw the ball right on the money for that score to Burrett. But one of the big things, Mike, the South could really be in control of this football game, but turnovers have been huge. They had one when they were driving on the 5-yard line there in the first quarter, driving to score. Ball coughs up, North possession. But, you know, North was unable to get any points out of that particular possession. But then you mentioned the one by Victor, where Victor actually runs it back. They had another big run back on an interception by Brockmeyer. So really, ball control has to be what Randy Hubert's stressing to his South squad right now in the locker room.
Four turnovers by the South here in the first half. One on the North. The one North turnover was on the very first play. So five turnovers here in the first half of play between the North and the South.
Yeah, and that's just one of the things we mentioned. We were talking a little bit in the first quarter about how excited we were to see these offenses on the field. But you mentioned as well with the defense and the way they're playing, getting to the ball really fast with that ball. And you see what the North has been doing. When you're watching them in the tackles, they're really getting after that football, and that had to have been what the North has preached to try to slow down the South side. The South is really doing a good job right now getting people like Jimmy Forsythe involved in the game. You have Tyson Brockmeyer. You know what Brockmeyer can do, but Forsythe has been getting involved in the game really well, whether it's at quarterback or whether he's coming out as a receiver in the slot, and also he's been in the backfield quite a bit too, so they're trying to trying to just find ways to get these athletes on the south side getting some playing time, getting them to see the football a little bit more.
All right, 14-13 is our score here at halftime of the Shrine Bowl Football Classic. A one-point lead by the Southern All-Stars as we continue here on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll come back right after this.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor, designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction, specializing in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Rick and Tim to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
You know Island Supply Welding for their wide selection of the biggest names in welding equipment. From complete systems to supplies to keep you working effectively and safely, Island Supply Welding makes it easy. Stop in at Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus. And be sure to check them out online for product information, reference charts, and current specials. IslandSupplyWelding.com, your round-the-clock authority. When you need it now, you need Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
Back at Memorial Stadium, we're at halftime of the 53rd annual Shrine Bowl football game here tonight in Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. The South has got a 14-13 advantage over the North here tonight at the halftime break. Get you some halftime numbers here tonight. The South, 17 out of 23 throwing the ball. That's Tyson Brockmeyer. 17 out of 23 for 232 yards. They have run the ball 22 times for 60 yards. So the South has got 292 yards of total offense here in the first half of play. The North, 4 out of 8, throwing the ball for 23 yards. They have run the ball 18 times for 84 yards. They've got 107 yards of total offense. Richard Wynn, the workhorse so far for the North, he has got 13 carries and 73 yards in the ball game. But other than his rushing attack here tonight, the North has not been able to do too much offensively. 292 yards for the South, 107 yards for the North. That's how much the South has dominated, I think, in this first half of play. But, hey, if you look up on the scoreboard, it's 14-13. The South with only a one-point lead.
Right, Mike. The North is really kind of unable to get things going offensively. They've had an opportunity with two missed field goals as well. Right now, Mike, as you look at the South side, hey, Hastings High, Tanner Jones has got the deciding point right now.
Yeah, so far, 14-13. The North missing on their second extra point here tonight on the must snap, and Tanner Jones nailing both of his PATs, so it's 14-13 the South with a one-point lead. We'll take another break. When we come back, we will check in with Steve Nelson, who's the executive director of the Shrine Bowl here for the 2011 season. We'll get some comments from him coming up. You're listening to the Shrine Bowl football game on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.
Bimby Carpet wants to acknowledge all the hard work that has been done by these athletes playing in today's game. Your dedication to the sport has paid off. Continue your work habits, and success will follow you through life no matter what you choose to do. At B&B Carpet, we know this to be true. Best of luck from B&B Carpet and Donovan.
There's nothing more American than football. And Advantage Chevrolet is the best in America when it comes to the best deals on all the hot new Chevy cars. Advantage Chevrolet sacks the competition with savings. Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American revolution.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives.
Zorp Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorp Farms, Litchfield.
And we're back at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. We're at halftime, the South taking on the North today in the 2011 Shrine Bowl football game. Spent a couple of minutes with Steve Nelson. He's the executive director of the Shrine Bowl here in Nebraska. And Steve, thanks for joining us. And it looks like another great football game today.
Yeah, thanks. It is a great day, great football game, great cause.
Steve, talk about where the proceeds and everything that this game brings in. Obviously, it's a big moneymaker for you.
It is a big moneymaker, but it's also a big awareness raiser. We're always looking for kids for the Shrine Hospitals, and it's any time we can talk about what we do with the kids in our hospitals, it's a great thing. And the money's important, too. We've over the years, we've raised about $1.2 million that goes to help both the Shrine Hospital system and transporting Nebraska patients to the hospital.
Talk about the Shrine Hospital system.
There's 22 Shrine Hospitals across North America, one in Canada, one in Mexico, and 20 in the U.S. They were started back in 1922 with the polio epidemic that time, to help kids that were suffering from polio. Well, once polio was eradicated, they've moved into a lot of the orthopedic. We have hospitals that do cleft palate repair. Anything orthopedic for a kid is something that we can do to help. Also, in the late 60s, kids were dying. Anybody with 30-40% of burns on their body, kids were dying, and the Shrine Hospital took burn patients under their wing, and since then have become really one of the leaders in burn care, and we operate 3 burn hospitals across North America to help kids with that are tragically burned.
Any idea how many patients per year that you guys serve?
The Shrine Hospital serves served 100,000 kids over its years. Right now we have about 800 to 1,000 Nebraska kids that are currently in the programs that we transport to the Shrine Hospitals.
We talked all week to the coaches, to the players about the trip they make down to the St. Louis Shriners Hospital. That's really the highlight of the week, isn't it?
It is. It's really one thing we've done for 53 years. We have flown our teams to Shrine Hospital to let them experience firsthand what we do, and it's interesting to see the kids. I got to go Tuesday to the St. Louis trip with the North team, and you see a bunch of kids that really don't know what's going to be happening there, and they come back really changed, and it's a great experience for the kids, and again, it's one of those things that differentiates our game from others. If it was all about raising money, we wouldn't take the kids to the hospital, but you know, every year we get introduced 70 players and coaches to the Shrine experience, and it's a great honor for us to do that.
The true meaning of the game really kicks in after the guys get back in it.
Yeah, they really they come back changed. It's a very quiet plane ride home, and they come back with a little appreciation of really what they're playing for.
It's more than just a tour of your facilities. The players, the coaches really interact with the kids down there, don't they?
Yeah, the St. Louis Hospital does a great job. They break the kids into about 7 different groups, and they go through what a patient goes through, and they have patient ambassadors take the football players through each step of the hospital experience, and it's the kids do a really good job, and these are patients in the Shrine Hospital system that take them on their tour.
Steve, how do the kids react to the patients down there in St. Louis? How do they react to the football players showing up and really spending some time with them?
You know, these kids are, you know, high school players. You know, they're probably big studs in their hometowns. But when they get together like a team like this and go to a hospital, you know, they have the same impact as an NFL player. And it's really kind of neat for both the kids in the hospital and the kids on the trip, because it's really one of the first times they're treated like a real rock star.
And we're talking with Steve Nelson. He's the executive director of the Shrine Bowl in Nebraska. We've heard so much about the Shriners Hospitals and things like that. How do people get involved? How can they support the Shriners?
Well, really the best way they can support is come to the game. And we appreciate the fans that are here tonight. And our website, anyshrinebowl.org, has a lot of information. And some of our fundraising activities are on there. But really, just plan on coming to the game every year.
donations of money throughout the year? I think you take donations of toys and blankets and things like that.
We primarily, yeah, we can do about anything, but our website does have a lot of information with our address and our cause. We do a cash calendar in starting October 15th, and that information's on our website. It's a lottery calendar that people buy for $25, and proceeds support the Shrine Hospital System and anyshrinebowl.org.
And that's the website you want to go to. That's my next question. Throw out the website. We'll get a little publicity there for the Shrine Bowl.
Appreciate that.
All right, Steve, thanks a lot.
You bet. Thanks.
Steve Nelson again, the executive director of the Shrine Bowl. We're at halftime of the 2011 Shrine Bowl football game on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.
Sometimes a tire blowout is a good thing. The spring blowout sale at your area CPI Mr. Tire. Take 15% off the Dean Quasar Plus all-weather tire, the Dean Wildcat Touring SLT, and the smooth-riding Dean Equus LSI. Great tires for travel with free mounting, balancing, road hazard warranty, rubber valve stems, and free rotation for the life of the tires. Only from your local CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and addition, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 402-463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of the Hastings and area athletes and teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, smoke-and-tear air systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
And we're back at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. We're at halftime of the 2011 Shrine Bowl football game here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. 14-13 is the score. The South out on top of the North here tonight. South getting a touchdown right there before halftime. 33 seconds to play. Tyson Brockmeyer to Sam Birch. 40-yard touchdown pass. Tanner Jones from Hastings High has the PAT, and 14-13 the advantage right now. The South out on top. The Shrine alumni band performing here at halftime, and Tyson struck me oddly enough earlier in the ball game here tonight, told me that he too appeared in the Shrine Bowl during his playing days at Hastings St. Cecilia many years ago. It was not on the field. Actually, it was on the field. You were a member of the Shrine Band, weren't you?
I was a member of the Shrine Band, yes, in my senior year of high school, so I too played in the Shrine Bowl.
I didn't see your name listed in the program, so I bring it up. You were part of the Shrine band, the alumni band. What were you, a tuba player?
I played trumpet, third chair. I just sort of stood behind the tuba player and tried not to get noticed.
try not to play your instrument, huh?
It didn't want to play too loud.
All right, we're at halftime. 14-13 is the score. The South with the lead over the North. Again, it was a first half that was dominated by the South. 292 yards of total offense for the South through the first two quarters. Tyson Brockmeyer, he's got 232 yards of passing the football. Looks real good. That's the quarterback for the South All-Stars. He does have an interception to his credit, but I'll tell you what, it's a guy who could cause some noise here at Nebraska as he'll be walking on for Bo Pelini and the Huskers here in the coming fall.
And what we mentioned a little bit earlier, Mike, was that he does have a lot of the same characteristics, maybe not the speed and the flash that we're seeing from players like Taylor Martinez and Breon Carnes, but certainly that throwing. He's been on the money. He looks so comfortable back in the pocket. And that has to put a grin on coaches everywhere as they watch him walking on here to Nebraska.
Tony Spano, of course, injured. He will not come back for Nebraska. They had another departure here during the last 7 days or so. So Tyson Brockmeyer could be a character to come into the Nebraska camp here this fall and maybe have a shot as the quarterback, the number two quarterback maybe behind Taylor Martinez. We'll certainly watch that as this fall unleashes itself here. That's Memorial Stadium in Lincoln and the Husker football program. We're at halftime, still a couple of minutes away from the kickoff of the second half. The South with the lead here at halftime, 14-13 over the North. We'll be back on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
When it comes to keeping it simple, having your home and auto insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, they make it easy to combine and save, and you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, get a hold of Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth at his new office, 813 West 2nd in Hastings. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through EquiTrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Every 3 months or every 3,000 miles, that's the recommended time when your oil should be changed. Take your vehicle to the professionals at Killian Motors. Check the oil, check the filters, check the fluids. Killian Motors will do everything needed to make sure your car is ready to go, including factory replacement parts. For service after the sale, see Killian Motors, where people have come back time after time since 1979.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection.
Nathan Central, Kearney.
Back in Memorial Stadium, the Shrine football game here tonight in Classic. It's 98.9 KKPR. Shrine Soccer Classic going to be held next weekend in Hastings, and then following that will be the Sertoma 8-man All-Star football game. The following weekend, the 18th, that'll be played at Lloyd Wilson Field on the Hastings College campus. So this is the time of the year for all-star games. We had a bunch of volleyball all-star games played last week across the area, and this is the time of the season. We're in the off-season getting ready for fall coming up here again, but a good ball game here tonight between the South and the North.
And you mentioned it a little bit earlier. We talked about it. It gives us really our first good opportunity to see what some of these players might do as they further their college career. Mike, you're the voice of the Hastings College Broncos. What have you seen so far from some of the guys that are going to be coming to Hastings College?
Oh, the four guys that will be coming to Hastings next year. Jordan Konsberg, of course, the product of Hastings St. Cecilia. Not seen too much out of Jordan. Of course, he was injured late in his senior season. Had a staph infection in his leg. Had a knee surgery and then came back and played in basketball toward the tail end of the season. So I've not seen a whole lot of Jordan Konsberg, who was a late addition. He didn't joined the roster for the South until the Thursday before a camp opened up. Other guys, Chad Hartman out of Gibbon, he has played on the offensive line. He got some prime time here tonight as he was called for a holding situation earlier in the ball game. But Skyler Hunt, of course, out of Adams Central, has been playing for the South here tonight on the offensive line. And then Casey Malafua, it was the other recruit by Hastings College, he's out of Lincoln North Star. He was injured early in the ball game, and I don't know if he has come back in the ball game or not. He was being attended to here on the bench. So those are the four guys becoming to Hastings College here this year. There's 11 guys that are either be coming here to Nebraska on a scholarship or will walk on here. And some of those guys have been pretty effective in the ball game. Tyson Brockmeyer, number one for the South. Richard Wynn out of Omaha Creighton Prep is the other one. They've also seen a couple of other guys out there. You've seen Will Sailors, who's going to come to Nebraska on the defense, or actually on the offensive line. We've seen Sam Birch. He got that touchdown pass out of Elmwood Murdoch. So definitely some bright futures here, not only for the Hastings College folks, but also the Nebraska walk-ons that will be coming here this coming fall for both Pelini and the Huskers. So we've got the North back out on the field, still waiting for the South. Somebody ring the gong down there and tell Randy Hubert and Rick Rebarger and the gang to bring the South All-Stars back out. Now, as I say that, the door opens and the South All-Star is going to come back out. We'll have the third quarter kickoff coming up. You're listening to the Shrine Bowl on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
All right, so the captains head back out to the center of the field as we get ready for the second half here between the South and the North. Again, if you're just joining us, 7-7 at the end of the first quarter. Jimmy Forsyth getting a touchdown for the South on a 6-yard run. Richard Wynn Jr. scoring a touchdown for the North, 7-7 into the second quarter. Christian Victor, the product out of Archbishop Bergen, picks up a fumble and returns it 42 yards for a touchdown to make it 13-7 in favor of the North. Then Tyson Brockmeyer throws that 40-yard touchdown pass to Sam Birch out of Elmwood Murdoch. PAT by Tanner Jones was good, and that's the difference in the ballgame so far, 14-13. In favor of the South over the North. Casey Malafool, by the way, the guy we were talking about just a few seconds ago, the product of Lincoln North Star, the Hastings College recruits, comes back out. He's one of the captains here for the North All-Stars, and he does not have his shoe on his left foot, so Malafool is probably done here. Hopefully it's not a serious injury as he's coming to be a Hastings College Bronco here this fall.
Another interesting side note is the captains are all meeting there at midfield. Aaron Frey, one of the captains for the South team, the 6'5", 220 defensive tackle. His sister, Andrea, is actually an honorary co-captain in this game, and Andrea has been involved with the Shriners Hospital since she's been about 2 years old, and that's, once again, Aaron's sister, Andrea, an honorary co-captain for this game as well. As we know, that all the proceeds from this football game go to help out those Shriners Children's Hospitals.
By the way, Malafua, his dad has not missed too many of his high school football games, if at all. We understand he's also in the hospital, missing his first game as well. So Malafua also is playing with a heavy heart here tonight as his father is in the hospital, unable to attend the Shrine Bowl football game here tonight. So we have got both teams heading back there to their respective benches, and we've got a good second half coming up here as the South has got the lead over the North by a score of 14-13. It should be the North getting the ball first to begin the second half. As the South comes out on the far sideline, they evidently will get the ball first here. North had the ball in the opening half of play.
And that was before they lost the football in the very first possession, Mike.
They're going to kick off here to begin the second half. And into the football for the North is going to be Jonathan Laura. Now, he's that little kicker, 5 foot, 660-pounder. Looks like a little midget compared to some of those big I'm going to tip the scales at 300-plus, huh?
Well, Mike, I always say this, and one of the reasons I didn't have such a prolonged football career, I graduated high school, you might know, at 5'4", 114 pounds. And that is a true story.
Which slightly more than the water bucket that you were attempting to bring out. Here's the kickoff by Lawrence. It's going to be retrieved here by Forsyth at the 15, back to sideline, 20, 25, 30, breaks outside, 40, 45, 50, 45, still has feet to the 40, and he is knocked down here. Jimmy Forsyth brings the ball up the near sideline for the South All-Stars, opening kickoff of the second half, and the South All-Stars will start this on the plus side of the 50-yard line down here at the North 38. A great return there by Jimmy Forsyth of Omaha Burke.
And they've been trying to get Forsyth involved in this game all game long. Forsyth there on the special teams gets a huge return. We saw his speed that the coaches and scouts have been drooling over with that speed along the sidelines. And yeah, huge return there for Forsyth.
47 yards on the return. So the South All-Stars come back out now, and they'll start this drive, the first one of the second half to the 38. Brockmeyer's going to hand the ball away again to Forsyth, getting outside, 40, 35, down to the 30-yard line where he's popped down there. So just a sweep to the left side, takes it down to the 30. So the South in business now here in this third quarter of play, at a nice 47-yard kickoff return in the opening kickoff of the second half. And the South has got the ball down here at the 31. Forsyth comes back and runs that next play, going to the wide side of the field. So we look on the offensive line for you Hastings folks. Skyler Hunt is into the ball game for the South All-Stars. He's lined up right now as a guard to the left side. Skyler Hunt, the product out of Adams Central. Here's a Brockmeyer, fakes the ball. Now he's going to run it 30, 25, 20, breaks outside, 15 to the 10, to the 5-yard line. Touchdown! Brockmeyer takes it in, but a penalty flag is down back here at the 32-yard line. This one is coming back a holding call in the South as Brockmeyer scampers 31 yards for a touchdown for the South All-Stars. But a holding penalty, that'll bring it back, and that's going to be penalty number 4 in the ball game for the South All-Stars. They just continue to shoot themselves in the foot. 4 penalties now, and we've got 4 turnovers for the South All-Stars.
What's even more unfortunate about that penalty flag, Mike, that wasn't thrown anywhere near the vicinity of where Brockmeyer was running, so there was really no reason to hold on that play. But, yeah, holding penalty, this will bring it back, and now they're near midfield again, Mike.
They bring it back to the 42-yard line, so instead of putting 6 on the board and a nice run by Tyson Brockmeyer, that's going to bring up a second down situation, and the score is still 14-13. The South with a lead. We're just 52 seconds into the third quarter here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, and just a gorgeous night for some all-star football game here tonight in Lincoln. So Brockmeyer will come back, and he'll call the next play here. Wide receivers will go to the left and to the right. In fact, they will flood the field now with 5 wide receivers, 3 to the left side, 2 to the right side. Brockmeyer has got the ball, backs up, surveys the field. He throws it in the middle of the field. It's going to be caught, and did he hang on to it? He did down here at the 12-yard line. A nice reception down there, and catching the ball that time for the South All-Stars right in the center of the field was number 17. That is Cole Spurgeon. He has had a good ball game as well for the South. Spurgeon is the wide receiver out of Gretna, as he is headed to the Colorado School of the Mines coming up this fall.
And Brockmeyer certainly got a lot of weapons to throw to, whether it be Spurgeon or Birch with the touchdown earlier. But he's just having fun. He's got a lot of time there from his offensive line to progress, look through his progression, and make the connection. And there he did with, once again, Spurgeon.
Now Birch is going to split out wide to the left side. Wide receivers split to the right side as well. Here's Brockmeyer with the ball. Cocks the arm again. Throws it to the near side. It's caught down here at the 2-yard line. He gets into the end zone for the touchdown. Trevor LaPointe from Bellevue West grabs the ball. That's a 13-yard touchdown thrown by Tyson Brockmeyer to Trevor LaPointe, and the South goes out on top now with a score of 20-13.
And a good job there by the South, Mike, to battle back after that penalty, which could have possibly deflated the team after they were brought back all the way almost to the 42-yard line, able to come back 3 plays later. They're in the end zone again.
So here's Tanner Jones at a Hastings High into the football game. Tim Holtmeyer will hold. Ball is down. The kick is up. And the kick this time goes off on the right side. It is no good. So Tanner Jones out of Hastings High misses the extra point to the right side. So only 6 points on the board. 13-37 to play now in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score of the South 20 and the North 13.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
If you've been in a vehicle accident, or it's time to get rid of that dent or scratch on your vehicle, let Jansen Auto Body take care of it. Jansen Auto Body does auto body repair, painting, glass replacement, frame straightening on both domestic and foreign, as well as fiberglass work. Jansen Auto Body gives free estimates and has a 24-hour towing service. Call Jeremiah at 402-463-5001. Jansen Auto Body on West Highway 6 in Hastings. That's Jansen Auto Body, West Highway 6 in Hastings. Serving all your auto body needs, it's Jansen Auto Body in Hastings.
All right, Tyson Brockmeyer will tee up the football. Does he wash Dad's car, too, or what?
Well, he's done it all here, Mike. He's kicked, he's punted, he's had to run a fake punt. He's thrown the ball, ran the ball really well. Tyson Brockmeyer doing it all here at the Shrine Bowl Classic.
All right, he's going to kick off now. He's just given the South a little bit of a cushion now. 20-13 is the lead. The South has got the lead over the North. 13-37 to play here in the third quarter. A 13-yard touchdown pass from Brockmeyer to Trevor LaPointe out of Bellevue West. Here comes the kickoff, fielded here at about the 25-yard line. The North has got the ball, across the 30, out to the 35 to about the 39. Bring the ball back for the North with Sam Behrens, or rather Seth Behrens, out of David City, 195-pound, 6'1" running back. So that's where the North is going to start. Again, the North in the first half of play, just, 107 yards of total offense. They had 23 yards passing. Bowles was 4 out of 8 throwing the football. They ran 18 times for 84 yards. And Richard Wynn Jr. had 73 of the 84 yards. So now Bowles comes back out here. He's going to have Wynn in the backfield just to his right side. They're going to faked the ball, and Bowles is going to run it. Now across the 40 to the 45, still on his feet out to about the 48-yard line. He is brought down there, so pickup of about 8 yards on the play by Bowles, the quarterback, Brady Bowles out of Lincoln North Star.
Yeah, and Mike, you mentioned a little bit about the North's offensive struggles there in the first half, and we hounded on it a little bit at halftime, but the South really giving the North a lot of good scoring opportunities, gave them one on a turnover, and they got good field position, were able to use those turnovers, the four turnovers that the South had.
All right, Bowles will come up under center. Wide receivers to the left and to the right. Here comes a man in motion to the near side. They're going to hand the ball away to him. He's at the 50-yard line, and he's going to be spun down right there, having the ball and getting it back to running the football. That time was Devin Bass, the running back out of Millard North. You're seeing a different variation between the North and the South. The South has been in the shotgun set or the pistol set most of the night. In fact, all night long, you're seeing the quarterback for the North Bulls up under center running a lot of misdirection. So a couple of varying styles of offenses here in the football game here tonight.
Yeah, and Bass gets another carry. He's also been a huge factor for the North Side defense. He's that player that's going out to Ohio. Been very impressed with what I've seen from him tonight so far.
Ethan Brunzik now out of Northville Catholic splits out wide to the right side. Bowles drops back to throw. He's got time. He throws it that way. It's going to be shot by a short man here at about the 48. Jukes a man at the 45, down to the 40, down to the 38-yard line, and then popped out of bounds. On the receiving end, that one again was Devin Bass. They had Brozek out there, but they throw it to the short man. That was Bass. He jukes the man at about the 48 and tips his way down the far sideline and should have enough for a first down to do this as he takes the ball down to the 37. Nice run right there by Devin Bass out of Millard North.
Well, and what a great play that was, Mike. That ball was thrown really low. Bass had to almost scoop it up off the ground, and then he's able to dance around one, two defenders there on his way to another North first down.
The first guy over there was Trey Young out of Kearney. That's the guy he jukes. As a Trey Young out of Kearney was left standing there at about the 38. So it's first down and 10 yards to go. Ball is sitting at the 37-yard line. Here's Bowles. He wants to throw. Rolls left. He throws it downfield. It's going to be incomplete off of the fingertips of his intended receiver down there. And down there was Haller again for the North All-Stars. So an incomplete pass is going to bring up second down and 10 yards to go. Your Shrine Bowl football coverage tonight in Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR. Brought to you in part by the Auto Glass Experts of Hastings, also by Sorensen Body Shop, by Ravenna Sanitation, by Killian Motors, and by your Golden Harvest Feed Dealer and Brent Woodman. Glad to have you aboard for our Shrine Bowl football coverage here tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. 11:48 to go here in quarter number three. The South with a lead over the North All-Stars by a score of 20-13. Here's Bowles with the ball, fakes the handoff. Now he's into the open. He's at the 30, down to the 25, down to the 20, and finally brought down at around the 19-yard line. Again, a lot of misdirection there, and he's finally brought down on the play by the South All-Stars. That's Trey Young getting the stop there for the South. But now before Bowles picks up a first down as he takes it all the way down to the 20-yard line, it's first down and 10 now as the North comes back and tries to get back into the ballgame.
Well, I tell you what, Mike, they are just slugging back and forth between the North and South every time. We see a score, then the very next possession we've seen a score by the opposing team. So great little dogfight going on here.
Now Bowles is going to be in the gun. He backs up. He's got time to throw. He's going to watch it into the end zone. A lot of contact over there. No penalty flags down. And the ball is going to be thrown out of bounds. The pass intended for Brozek as they try to use his big frame there. As it's thrown over the head of Brozek. Daniel Davey back there for the South All-Stars. First time we have called his name here tonight. Davey is a Beatrice product. Well, he flat did the job offensively for Beatrice this year, but he's also a defensive back, and he was hooked up there with Brozek, a big 6'7", 200-pound split end for the North All-Stars, and he's trying to use his big, tall frame in the corner of the end zone. It was an incomplete pass, second down and 10 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the 20-yard line. Bowles again in the gun. He's got the ball, sprints out right side, throws the ball. It's going to be caught down here at the 5-yard line, down to the 3. And he's finally brought down. It's going to be a first down and goal situation for the North All-Stars. That pass right in the money there by Bowles as he threads the needle and takes it down to about the 3-yard line. Grabbing the ball there for the North was Wayne Haller again out of Gordon Rushville. Haller's a guy that'll be heading to a Shadron State coming up this fall, but Haller hauls that baby in. And then the South kind of had to hang on for dear life down there inside the 5-yard line.
Yeah, and Lane Haller already having a big game as he had the interception here earlier and then makes a perfect curl route inside the South zone there, gets himself a big first down.
So North and the South, each with some players going both ways here tonight. Matt Raymond now switches over as a wide receiver to the right side. Now he's going to come in motion. They fake the ball to him. They hand it away to Wynn. He's going to be met right there at the line of scrimmage. The tackle was made in there by the South All-Stars. Gus Peterson out of Cambridge making the stop there for the South defensively. No gain in the play. We'll call it second down and goal now for the North All-Stars. We're in the third quarter, 10.5 minutes to go here in the third. 20-13 is the score of the South out on top. The South has already been in the end zone once here in this third quarter, and now the North trying to come right back here. It was a 14-13 ball game at halftime. It is now second down and goal from the 3-yard line. Here's Bowles handing the ball away to Wynn. He slips one tackler, takes it out for the right side, takes it to the end zone for the touchdown. The South had a chance at him, Jimmy. That was a Brandon Yost out of Millard North. He comes crashing through there, had a chance to bring him down for a yard gain or so, but he slips the tackler and he takes it in the end zone for the touchdown.
Yeah, and we've seen that from Wynn so far today, his ability to make that first guy miss, and this is exactly what you're talking about, a really good penetration there from the South defense, but Wynn is so shifty, he's so fast, and he gets just up the field there, gets in for the score.
He's the product out of Omaha Creighton Prep. He gets his second touchdown here in this Shrine Bowl football game, and here comes the PAT. It's going to be good. So we have a tie football game here in the Shrine football game, the 53rd annual event. We are at the 10-14 mark of quarter number three. We'll take a break. The South 20 and the North 20.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Need seed for the latest in NK brand soybean with the Roundup Ready trait? Your local Golden Harvest dealer, Brent Woodman, has a great supply of top-performing, high-quality, high-germination soybean to meet your needs. Also call Brent about the AgriSure product line, comprised of high-performance traits available in Elite hybrids, providing the best-in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer.
Back at Memorial Stadium, North has just gotten into the end zone to tie the Shrine football game up at 20 points apiece. 14-13 at halftime in favor of the South. Now it's 20-20. And now the North will kick off. This is Laura. He'll get into the football at the 30-yard line. Here comes the run-up and the boot. They're going to send this one to Jimmy Forsyth again at the 10-yard line. He's back to the 15 quickly at the 20, 25. He's at the 30-yard line, bounces off of a man and falls forward. Out here is about the 33. That's where the South will start first down and 10 on their own 33-yard line. So Jimmy Forsythe brings that ball back. He had a nice return to begin the second half. 47 yards that set the South up in great field position. A couple of plays later, they were in the end zone. But the first touchdown of the second half, North comes right back, and we've got ourselves a tie ball game, one of the higher scoring Shrine football games that we have seen in a few years. 20-20, still early in quarter number three. There come the South All-Stars. They're back out here at the line of scrimmage with Tyson Brockmeyer, who's had a sensational ball game here tonight for the South. Still in there at quarterback. He's got the ball, backs up, surveys the field again, on the move. Now he throws it to the far side. It's going to be caught at the 35, 36, 37-yard line and brought down out there. But Brockmeyer with another completed pass. This one goes to his big fullback, Brock Sherman, the product out of Crete. The 222-pounder catches that ball there. And North over there quickly, defensively, a pickup of about 5 yards in the play. That's now second down and 5 for the South All-Stars, moving from our left to our right here in the third quarter, under 10 minutes to go now. 9:37, clock is running. A lot of substitutes being sent in on each opportunity here for both sides. Second down and 5 yards to go. The football back out here to the 33 as Brockmeyer is in the gun, sends a man in motion. They fake the ball to it. Brockmeyer wants to throw the football. He's in trouble, gets outside, slips one man, and then run out to the 40 and run into the bench over there. Over there defensively for the North again was Chris Tyler out of Omaha North. Brockmeyer in some trouble as he tried to take it to the outside. Nothing was open over there, and he just ran out of bounds. He brings it to about the 42 where the South will be looking at a third down and short situation. Third down at about 2 yards to go.
And we've seen that the quarterback sneak, the quarterback draw has not really worked for either teams, minus that big Brockmeyer run that actually got called back because of a penalty. But so far, defense is showing up that quarterback draw.
All right, Brockmeyer again in the gun. He's got running backs to the left and to the right. Brockmeyer on the option play. They pitch it back to Forsythe. He's going to throw the football, throws it in their side. It's caught by Spurgeon. Spurgeon with the ball at the 48-yard line and then spun down. So they run the option play to the near side. They pitch it back to Forsythe, and yeah, he's the quarterback that has been playing both at running back and the quarterback here tonight, the product of the Omaha Burke, and he might as well use his arm. He was right there on the bunny as they get the ball to Spurgeon. It's a first down, so again, Randy Hubert goes to his little bag of tricks here.
Well, and that's one of the advantages of having so many athletes on this in this Shrine football game. You've got a quarterback who's already proven that he can run the football. You pitch it back to him, then the linebackers come up on Forsythe, thinking it's going to be another wide sweep run play. The receiver gets open, first down, South.
All right, South with the football now in North territory down here at the 48-yard line. 8 minutes and 43 seconds to play here in the third. Here's Brockmeyer, fakes the ball inside again, pitches the ball back. That's Forsythe gets out side to the 45, to the 40, down to the 35, and he has run down here at the 32-yard line. Boy, he is a quick little dude there. Jimmy Forsythe finally brought down into play by the North All-Stars at the 32 over there defensively. With number 28 again, Nolan Kawana out of Grand Island as he brings down the speedy Jimmy Forsythe, but not before he picks up a chunk of yardage there, a chunk of real estate as they move the football down to the 32.
And Randy Huber switching up the formation there a little bit. That was more of a full house formation and put really all their speedy backs onto the backfield. And a nice little option play by Brockmeyer to Forsythe to get the first down.
All right, first down and 10 for the South down here at the 32. There's Brockmeyer again, hands the football away. That's going to be Sherman as he's battling for some yardage inside as he powers it down to about the 30-yard line. So a short pickup, moves it from the 32 down to the 30. Sherman, the running back out of Crete. He scored 37 touchdowns for the Crete Cardinals last year. I mentioned earlier, had one game, he rushed for 315 yards. That is a bunch of yards.
Yeah, and with that Crete team, I mean, we saw it all season long. Their running game was so effective, and with Sherman in there, he was able to have a tremendous season there for the Crete Cardinals en route to another very successful season there for Crete.
All right, second down at about 7 yards to go. They give him three on that last play. Three wide receivers now to the right. One goes to the left side. Brockmeyer has got the ball, hides it. Now he wants to run with it. He's at the 30, and he popped out of bounds here at the 25-yard line. Brockmeyer goes down over here defensively for the North again was Christian Victor. Victor, he has had a say in this football game. He picked up a fumble back there in the second quarter and rumbled back the other way, 42 yards for a score. That gave the North their lead in the ball game at 13-7. That time he pops Brockmeyer out of bounds here at about the 24. So it's going to bring up a third down and about two situation now. Third down and two for the South. They're on the move again. We're in a 20-20 ball game here, the Shrine football game on Classic. It's 98.9 KKPR. We're down to 7.5 minutes to play here in the third. Where the ball is on the near side hash mark. Brockmeyer waits in that little pistol set. They hand the ball away again to Sherman. He powers forward here across the 22, down to the 20-yard line. That should be enough for a first down. Why not use his strength, huh? Brock Sherman at 222 pounds takes the ball inside. He picks it up for a first down here at the 20. So they will move the sticks again. First down and 10 for the South down here at the north 20-yard line.
Perfect play call there on third and short. Get the ball inside to Sherman. Sherman just powers his way ahead for those 2 yards, Mike.
Look at the substitutes coming in now. As this game continues to wear on and the heat and everything we got dealing with the football players out there tonight. A lot of substitutes coming in on both sides of the ball now. First down and 10 yards to go from the 20-yard line. Here's Brockmeyer again. A little shovel pass to get the ball to Sherman. Sherman has got the ball to 15, down to the 10-yard line where he's brought down. Second time they've used that play, a little shovel pass, finally brought down into play. And on the stop there is going to be Lane Haller again for the North All-Stars, a product of Gordon Rushville, but a quick 10 yards there on the shovel pass as they take it inside, down to the 9-yard line, first down and goal.
One of the things that if you're a college coach out here watching Brockmeyer on this particular play, defensive end gets through the offensive line. He was looking straight at Brockmeyer. Brockmeyer hanging in there to the last second, takes a huge shot before he gets the ball off to Sherman.
Was Brockmeyer suffered the injury in the semifinals, actually in the quarterfinals of the playoffs, and had to sit out in the semifinals, and that's the game that Aurora was beaten. But Brockmeyer has come back here strong in the Shrine Bowl. There's a pass out to a Sherman out of the far side. He's not going to have much there. The penetration of the North All-Stars over there brings down Sherman after a gain of about a half a yard, and that's it. Second down and goal now at about the 9-yard line. Kawana again over there for the North All-Stars, a product out of Grand Island. Now, Aurora was marching toward another state championship last year during the fall. Brockmeyer gets hurt in the, I think it was the quarterfinals. He could not play in the semifinals, and the Aurora was beaten. That was kind of a big upset there. Is the Creek Cardinals, I think, is the team that upset Aurora in the semifinals of the Class B playoffs last year. But Brockmeyer looks strong. He has recovered from the injury. Here's a second down situation now. Here's a ball that's going to be lopped down here at the 2-yard line, hurtling his way into the end zone for a touchdown. That is Jimmy Forsyth. Forsyth again grabs the ball. He scores a touchdown. He just kind of hurdles his way, dives into the end zone for a touchdown. That's a 9-yard touchdown strike as Tyson Brockmeyer from Aurora continues to line him up.
We've already seen the speed for Forsyth, and now we get a chance to test out his athletic ability there on that hurdle from the 2-yard marker. Jumps over the defender, past the pylon, in for the score. South up again.
That score comes with 5 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the third quarter. Here's Tanner Downtown Jones from Hastings High. He comes up there and bangs it through the pipes for the extra point is good. So the extra point is good by Tanner Jones. 5 minutes and 38 seconds to play now in the third quarter. The South goes back out on top. It's the South 27, the North 20.
Sometimes a tire blowout is a good thing. The Spring Blowout Sale at your area CPI Mr. Tire. Take 15% off the Dean Quasar Plus all-weather tire, the Dean Wildcat Touring SLT, and the smooth-riding Dean Equus LSI. Great tires for travel with free mounting, balancing, road hazard warranty, rubber valve stems, and free rotation for the life of the tires. Only from your local CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
That was a 67-yard drive there by the South All-Stars. Took 5 minutes and 18 seconds off the clock. A 9-yard touchdown pass from Tyson Brockmeyer to Jimmy Forsyth. So, again, Brockmeyer at halftime had 232 yards of a passing yardage, and he's going to be well over the 300-yard mark here in the third quarter as he continues to line him up here for the South All-Stars. He's got 296 yards to this point, according to our super stats, 23 out of 29 for 296 yards for Tyson Brockmeyer, the quarterback out of Aurora.
And how rare are those numbers, especially in an all-star game setting where you're going up against a defense that is probably by far better than any competition you face this season, and he continues to put up those types of numbers. Tyson Brockmeyer is unbelievable.
That's going to be a new Shrine Bowl record as well. 206 is the previous record, so he's going to shatter that. He's going to, 206 yards. Craig Sundberg out of Lincoln Southeast in the 1980 threw for 206 yards in the Shrine Bowl. He's got that in the first half.
And we have 20 minutes left, too.
Yeah. 5:38 remaining here in the third quarter. Here's the kickoff. It's going to come down here at the 13-yard line, back to the 15 to the 20, 25, 30, 35, up to the 36-yard line. Bringing the ball back was Devin Bass again of Millard North, so that's where the North will start. Touchdown passes in one, you have to just go back to the record books here for the Shrine Bowl. We could see most of the passing records shattered here in the ball game tonight for Tyson Brockmeyer.
When you mentioned it earlier, Mike, this is one of the higher scoring Shrine Bowls that we have seen in a long time. So it's no surprise that Brockmeyer is putting up record numbers tonight. 27-20, South leads with 5:31 to play.
All right, so the North All-Stars will come out. They're now trailing in the ball game by 7 points. Couple of touchdowns for the South here in the third quarter. Bowles throws the ball to the far side. It's caught at the 40, 45, and run out of bounds. So a quick little pass there to the far side as they take it over there. Grabbing the ball there for the North All-Stars is going to be a Greg Milliken out of Wahoo. Milliken grabs the ball there. I think that's his first reception tonight. 6'2", 200-pound. He was a running back at Wahoo playing a wide receiver here. He's going to walk out of Nebraska as well coming up this fall. He picks up about 8 yards on that reception as he moved the ball out here to the 43. We are in the third quarter of the Shrine Bowl here tonight. Clock is down to the 5:26 mark. North trying to come back. It's now a 27-20 ball game. Here's Bowles. Takes the handoff. Now he's going to run it, and he's going to be drugged down. Bowles trying to take the ball outside, but he is drugged down on the play as they take it to the wide side of the field. And making the stop over there for the South All-Stars is number 62 on the play. That can't be right. As a 63. How about 63? That's a Brandon Yost. We mentioned him earlier. He's a big boy at 285 pounds. How do you miss that? 63, my man. 63, Brandon Yost. And the stop brings down Brandon Bowles. And now it's third down. Third down at about 3 yards to go. Bowles against him. The counters. They take the ball inside. He's going to have the first down, but he's drugged down. Just as he busts through there from the line of scrimmage, he is drugged down in the play. That's a Corey Schaefer out of Norfolk Catholic. He takes the ball across the first down marker here at the 46. He is drunk down at about the 48-yard line, but a penalty flag is down here on the near side. Well, this one may be coming back. That was a third down and two situation as Schaefer takes the ball down to the 48. That's going to be an illegal procedure call in North. The North has not had too many penalties tonight. In fact, they had just one in the first half, and they've had one here in the second half. So two penalties, but now it'll cost them a first down here. They'll march this one off, obviously, from the line of scrimmage. So bring her back here to about the 39. But now the North will be looking at a third down situation. Third down at about 7 yards to go. 4 minutes and 43 seconds to play here in the third quarter. You're listening to the Shrine Football Classic tonight in Classic. It's 98.9 KKPR. Brought to you in part by Pleasanton Irrigation, by Zorb Farms, by Vons Printers, by T&L Irrigation, and by Boers Floors of Hastings. Third down and 7. North All-Stars with the ball on their own 39. Bowles has got the ball. Sprints out left side. He unloads it. It's going to be incomplete. Right in the hands of Lane Waller. Again, number 7, rather Lane Haller. Back there defensively for the South All-Stars was number 37 on the play. That's Trey Young. So Young's had a pretty good ball game as well for the South All-Stars. We got another penalty flag down here. Another penalty flag is right in the center of the field at the 34. Could be a holding call maybe on the North?
It's certainly in the area of holding. We'll get the call here in just a second.
There's going to be a holding call here on the Northern All-Stars. It's going to be declined by the South. That'll bring up a fourth down situation. So it brings up a punting situation now for the North on fourth down and about 7 yards to go. The South will send back a couple of players back deep. Jimmy Forsythe is one guy. He will come to the near side. Going to the far side of the field is going to be Benjamin Muff. Muff is the product out of Crete. They stand back here inside the 25. So the North will have to punt the football away. It's going to be Nathan Scott, the product out of Broken Bow. He'll do the punting chores here for the Northern All-Stars. He will stop at the 25. That's where he'll get this punt away. Fourth down and 7 yards to go. Scott is into the football. Good high kick. It's going to go to the far side. Muff looks up, and Muff lets it bounce in front of him. Did it touch a player down there? No. That was a beanbag they throw down there, and they spot the football. So it is down by the Northern All-Stars at about the 36. Muff comes up, and he had all kinds of people around him. I don't know if that ball bounced and hit anybody or not, but the officials say no. The North downs the football here at the 36, and that's where the South will start first down and 10.
That's certainly one of the dangerous things on the special teams when you're a return man. You got to make sure you're clearing everybody else who's blocking for you out of the way. If you know a ball is coming down like that, you got to make sure and you get your blockers out of the way, get that fair catch called for, and it almost turned into disaster there for the South team, Mike.
So it's going to be a first down and 10 now for the South. 4 minutes and 21 seconds to play. Here in this third quarter, the South has got the lead over the North by a score of 27-20. As the South comes back out, and it's going to be Tyson Brockmeyer. He stays out there at quarterback. He has been in there a majority of the night here tonight for the South All-Stars, and his father, Randy Hubert, is the head coach of the South. Brockmeyer is going to run the ball again. He's into the open 40 to the 45-yard line where he is drugged down there. Again, into the stop is Chris Tyler out of Omaha North. He's been in a bushel basket full of tackles here in this ball game here tonight. Brockmeyer just takes the ball up inside and brings it all the way up to the 45-yard line. When I talked with Skyler Hunt again from Adams Central during the camp this week, he mentioned, yeah, it's nice to have this guy on my side. I won't have to chase him around. We'll have to chase him around all ball game.
Well, certainly the defenses always are on their toes when Tyson Brockmeyer is in the football game.
Three wide receivers now come to the right side. One wide receiver to the left. Brockmeyer stands. Now he's got the ball. He swings it out here. Forsythe grabs the ball again. 45. He's at the 50-yard line, eludes the man, still on his feet, takes it down to the 45. So Jimmy Forsythe again receives the ball there, and he takes it down to the 45. Tackle is made in there by the Northern All-Stars. Over here quickly was Corey Brewster out of Howells, Nebraska, 6 foot, 190-pounder.
And you got to love what Brockmeyer's been able to do with this. As far as spreading around the football, Mike, he's been going to Spurgeon, Birch. He's been going over to Sherman a lot, and now we're seeing, once again, Forsythe getting involved in the action as well. So a lot of weapons here on the South offense.
3:18 to play here in the third quarter. 27-20 is the score. The South has got the lead. They've got the ball here again. Brockmeyer, a little shovel pass again. That one goes to Sherman, and they read that one perfectly this time. The North knocks him down after a yard or so gain right in the center of the field. Tackle is made in there by number 20 for the Northern All-Stars. That's going to be Travis Green, and on the stop there, the free safety coming up to make this stop for the North. A pickup of only two on the play as they move the ball from the 45 to the 43-yard line.
And that's the third time they've ran that play, Mike. First two times worked for a big first down. This time, North defense was ready for it.
All right, we're in the third quarter. Time is running down here in the third period, 2:40 to play. The South has got the ball at the 43-yard line of the North, working from the North to the South here in the third period. Brockmeyer hands the ball away to Sherman as he bangs the ball forward across the 40 down to the 36-yard line. So Brock Sherman, the ball carrier there for the South. He has had a good ball game as well for the South All-Stars. Tackle is made in there by Seth Behrens, the product out of David City. 6'1", 195-pound linebacker. So now it's third down and about a yard to go. A gain of about 8 yards on that last play. Third down and, well, it's going to be less than a yard as the nose of the football is approaching the 35-yard line. We'll have a tight set here with one wide receiver split out to the left side. Brockmeyer in the gun. He's got the ball. He's going to fake it. Nobody's going to give it away to Sherman as he's got the first down across the 35 as he falls forward down to about the 32-yard line.
And Sherman essentially didn't have to do much more than fall forward on that play as he just keeps those legs moving, keeps the football going, and a first down, another first down for the South side.
Damon Parker out of Millard North into the last stop there for the North defense. So now the South really just bashing the ball, just cramming the ball right down the throats of the North here as this third quarter is approaching the end here. We're down to a minute and 38 seconds to play. The South completely dominated the first half, and they continued that dominance, I think, here in the third.
Well, yeah, and they're really taking a lot of time off the clock as well with these last two drives.
All right, first down and 10, and now what do we have? We have a timeout called here, a timeout by the South. So they saw something in the North defense they didn't like there on this first down call. So they've got a timeout, 1:29 to play in quarter number three from the Shrine Bowl in Lincoln. The score, the South with the lead over the North. It's the South 27 and the North 20.
You know Island Supply Welding for their wide selection of the biggest names in welding equipment. From complete systems to supplies to keep you working effectively and safely, Island Supply Welding makes it easy. Stop in at Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus. And be sure to check them out online for product information, reference charts, and current specials. IslandSupplyWelding.com, your round-the-clock authority. When you need it now, you need Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
As we come back, Brockmeyer completes another pass to the far sideline to the 20-yard line, and that's going to be enough for a first down. Again, just a quick little pass thrown over there. They take it to the far side. It is caught, and in the reception there again is Sam Birch. He got a touchdown pass earlier tonight. Birch makes the reception. He's a product out of Elmwood Murdoch. So a quick 11-yard pass completion from Brockmeyer to Birch, and they've got the ball inside the red zone again down here at the 19-yard line. A minute and 14 seconds to play in the third quarter of the South. Out on top of the North in the Shrine Football Classic, it's 27-20. Looking for some insurance here. And now it's going to be a new quarterback in there. Forsythe's going to take some snaps as he hands the ball away down here to the 15-yard line. So that's going to be a new running back in there as well. Ryan Ludlow is into the ball game now. He's a running back out of Plattsmouth. So now Randy Hubert sends in a fresh set of players here. At least in the backfield, as time is expiring here in the third quarter, we're under a minute to play. Second down and about 6 yards to go. The football is down here at the 16-yard line of the North. So Forsythe now taking snaps at quarterback. He fakes the ball, pulls it out, and he's going to run it himself. Is he going to try to get outside? He's at the 15, jukes a man down to the 11-yard line, and he's run out of bounds. So Jimmy Forsythe carrying the ball there. That's an explosive trio that we have seen tonight, Jimmy Forsythe and Tyson Brockmeyer. Boy, if you're a high school coach, wouldn't you like to have those two individuals on your team at the same time? Huh?
Well, it's certainly given Coach Hubert a lot of weapons to do in the backfield, as they've been both in the backfield at many points in this game, and they're really doing a great job. And, Mike, the South really, as far as ball control is concerned here in this third quarter, they have really just taken it to the North, really controlling this third quarter and opening up a lot. And they're on the 11-yard line here, 23 seconds to go.
This just looks like the Aurora football team. You know, we've done so many Aurora games over the past few years, and, yeah, Hubert's running his entire offensive package here in the Shrine Bowl here tonight. Forsythe again from the gun. He got a penalty flag down. I think the offense was in motion here. Forsythe's going to take the ball inside the 10 down to the 9, but it's going to come back. It's going to be a penalty marched off against the South. The South giving the North every opportunity to stay in this football game. 4 turnovers all in the first half. They've had more penalties than the North. But I'll tell you what, they have completely dominated offensively. It was a huge total offensive domination in the first half with 292 yards in the offense for the South in the first half compared to 107 for the North, and they have kept that up here in the third quarter.
Well, we say that turnovers make or break a ball game here in football, but you've got to capitalize on those mistakes. The North has so far in this football game has failed to capitalize on those mistakes. And we see here once again the South with another penalty here, and they'll line up and get ready to do it again.
They had the ball down here at the 10-yard line. Obviously, you got to take this one here as the North was looking to the sidelines, getting an indication from their head coach and Mark Waller to bring the ball back out here to about the 16, right in between the 15 and the 16-yard line. It's going to bring up a third down situation. So third down, we've got 16 seconds to play in this third quarter. Well, the Internet didn't work for us here tonight. The telephone system didn't work for us. You suppose if we flipped the switch here in our booth that we could get some lights. We could get some lights here to finish out the ball game here. Third down and about, 6 yards to go. The football is at the 16-yard line of the North. It's right in the center of the field. Forsythe will stay in there for the South at quarterback. He's got the ball, sprints out right side. Now he wants to throw it back the other way. He's dancing his way. Now he throws it over here. It's going to be caught at the 11-yard line, and then he's buried over here. The reception is made here by Zach Maloli out of Kearney, who gets the reception there for the South, but he was immediately drilled on the play down here at the 11-yard line. So a pickup of about 5 yards in the play, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter here at Memorial Stadium, the Shrine Bowl Football Classic. The South will be looking at a fourth down situation, fourth down and 2 at the 11-yard line of the North when we come back to start the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. At the end of 3, the South 27, the North 20.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
If you've been in a vehicle accident, or it's time to get rid of that dent or scratch on your vehicle, let Jansen Auto Body take care of it. Jansen Auto Body does auto body repair, painting, glass replacement, frame straightening on both domestic and foreign, as well as fiberglass work. Jansen Auto Body gives free estimates and has a 24-hour towing service. Call Jeremiah at 402-463-5001. Jansen Auto Body on West Highway 6 in Hastings. That's Jansen Auto Body, West Highway 6 in Hastings. Serving all your auto body needs, it's Jansen Auto Body in Hastings.
Mike Will, Tyson Urbanek, and our statistician Gene Shaw here tonight. The old pins here are smoking as we keep track of the numbers on the Tyson Brockmeyer. He's thrown for over 300 yards in the ball game tonight. He has rushed for nearly 100 yards, and we'll get some final numbers for you after three quarters coming up here momentarily, but we're going to start the fourth quarter. The North with a situation here on defense. The South is going to come out and have a fourth down and 2 situation at the 11-yard line. And it looks like they're going to
see a kicker.
I don't see Tanner Jones out there, so the South is going to go for it here. They got a 7-point lead at 27-20 as they get ready to get back up to the line of scrimmage. They're going to send in a a late replacement here as this fourth quarter gets underway. It's going to be Sherman coming out, and Ludlow will go to the bench.
You suppose just a nice handoff up the middle to Sherman here, Mike?
You would think. You would think, but if you're thinking the North defense, that's probably what they're thinking too, huh? They got a wide receiver split out here, wide to the left side. In fact, clear out here to the left side. That's going to be Sam Birch. Brockmeyer stays in there at quarterback. It's going to be fourth down and two. The ball is at the 11-yard line of the North. As we start the fourth quarter of play, the South going to the north end zone here in this final period. Brockmeyer has got the ball. He fakes it, and now he's going to take off himself across the 10, down to the 9-yard line. He's got the first down. They fake the ball to a Sherman inside, and then Brockmeyer takes it out. He gets it inside the 10-yard line where he is knocked down in the play. That's Devin Bass again on the stop for the Northern All-Stars. And Tyson Brockmeyer has done it again as he gets the first down for the South. He's got the ball inside the 10-yard line to the 9.
Well, their third, fourth down conversion as well in the game, Mike. Coach Hubert not afraid to roll the dice on fourth down with his offense, and it's been effective so far. First and goal with 14:46 left in the ballgame.
All right, a 7-point lead here for the South, 27-20. At halftime, the South had the lead by a score of 14-13. The South has been able to get into the end zone. The North has been able to battle back as well, but now the South trying to put some distance between themselves here as they come up to the line of scrimmage, and now we got a timeout called here by the head coach for the South, Randy Hubert, as he wants to come out and have a talk with his offensive unit out there. So we've got a timeout early in the fourth quarter, 14 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the ballgame. The South with the lead, the South 27, the North 20.
You know Island Supply Welding for their wide selection of the biggest names in welding equipment. From complete systems to supplies to keep you working effectively and safely, Island Supply Welding makes it easy. Stop in at Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus. And be sure to check them out online for product information, reference charts, and current specials. IslandSupplyWelding.com, your round-the-clock authority. When you need it now, you need Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
In the third quarter, the South, 169 yards of total offense, only 70 for the North. Tyson Brockmeyer in the third quarter, gang, 10 out of 10 throwing the football. So it's first down and goal. The South with the ball at the 8-yard line. Here's Brockmeyer. He's going to hand it away to Forsythe. He has hit once, he's hit twice, and down he goes. Loss on the play all the way back here to the 13-yard line. And busting through there for the Northern All-Stars was Daniel Sotelo out of Grand Island. At 59 tackles for the Islanders a season ago. So a nice play there by Sotelo of Grand Island. Stops a Forsythe. In fact, spins him down for a loss of about 2 or 3 yards in the play. The ball pushed back out here to the 13. That just gives Tyson Brockmeyer some additional real estate, huh?
Yeah, and that's one of those plays, Mike. It's that halfback option where you the quarterback has the ability to either hand it off or just keep it himself. They just held the ball a little too long. North defense comes up, makes a big stop.
Second down and goal from the 13-yard line. Brockmeyer in the gun with wide receivers to the right side. Tyson with the ball, rolls to his right, cocks the arm, just kind of lobs it over here. It's going to be over the head of Forsythe. Down here inside the 5-yard line. Back here in coverage was a Christian Victor again for the North All-Stars out of Archbishop Bergen. So that's going to bring up a third down situation now. Third down and goal. The football is at the 13-yard line of the North. We're in the fourth quarter, 13 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the ball game. The South with a 27-20 advantage. As much dominance as we have talked about on the South All-Stars here tonight, the North hanging in here. We're still in a one-possession type of ball game at 27-20, huh?
Well, yeah, and we've been talking about the dominance because they've been holding on to the football, Mike. This drive started back at 4:21 mark in the third quarter, now with 13:38 left to play.
So it's third down now and goal. Here's Brockmeyer with the ball. He's got time again. This time he lobs it the other way in the corner of the end zone. It's grabbed there. Did he stay in bounce? It is a touchdown. Climbing the ladder and grabbing the ball there is Sam Birch again, the product out of Elmwood Burdock. That's his second touchdown reception. Birch hangs onto it, then he had to get his feet down in the corner of the end zone. That was a nice play.
A perfect play from Birch, and it was just showed his ability as a wide receiver. Great control here as he gets to the back of the end zone. Brockmeyer, of course, with a perfect pass. What else is new? This is a place where only Birch can reach the football. and then to come down on top of that with the concentration to keep the feet in bounds for the score.
Here's Tanner Downtown Jones into the ball game now for the South All-Stars. Ball is down, the kick is up, and the kick is going to be up there. It's through the pipes. It is good. So the PA two good by Tanner Jones, and that was South with a two-score lead. We got 13 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter from the Shrine Bowl in Lincoln. The score, the South 34 and the North 20.
Bimby Carpet wants to acknowledge all the hard work that has been done by these athletes playing in today's game. Your dedication to the sport has paid off. Continue your work habits, and success will follow you through life no matter what you choose to do. At B&B Carpet, we know this to be true. Best of luck from B&B Carpet and Donovan.
There's nothing more American than football. And Advantage Chevrolet is the best in America when it comes to the best deals on all the hot new Chevy cars. Advantage Chevrolet sacks the competition with savings. Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American revolution.
All right, 34-20 is the score now. The South with a lead. That was a six-minute drive for the South All-Stars, 6:39 to be exact, 55 yards on the drive. So here comes the kickoff. In the 53-year history of the Shrine Bowl, no one has returned the kickoff for a touchdown.
We had a really good opportunity to start the second half with Foresight. He was about one tackle away from breaking one off, but, yeah, interesting stat there. In the 53-year history, no kickoff returns for touchdowns.
We've had a punt return for a touchdown. That was back in 1959. When Sonny Calta out of Omaha South, remember that back in 1959, he scampered 74 yards on a punt return for a touchdown. And now here's a onside kick by the South All-Stars with a 14-point lead. And let's see, they got a big stack up here at the 43-yard line. And let's see, the official's now going to confer here. Yeah, got these guys off guard. A big stack. They're still fighting for the ball here. And now the officials have to blow the whistle. You have a couple of guys down there battling for the ball at the 43-yard line. And now the official is going to talk things over as they try to sort this thing out. The South have an onside kick with a 14-point lead.
Well, and certainly the officials might be talking about this. A couple of things is, did the ball, first of all, go 10 yards before a South player may or may not have fell on it? But North get definitely caught off guard here. You have a 14-point lead and you onside kick it. Going into his bag of tricks once again is Coach Hubert.
I think it's been an illegal touch on the South, so the North is going to have the football here at the 40-yard line. So with a two-score lead, the South trying to put this baby away, maybe to recover an onside kick. It backfires, and now the North with pretty good field possession here at the 40-yard line. Randy Hubert's got some confidence in his defense. There's a pass thrown out here. It's going to be caught at the 35 and spun down at the 32-yard line. So now the North with an opportunity here in the fourth quarter as they throw the ball out here. It's going to be caught. And it's a pickup of about 7 yards in the play. Tim Holtmeyer into the tackle there for the South All-Stars. That was a pass to Devin Bass, I think, the guy who caught the ball out here for the North. We'll check the quarterback situation. It's going to continue to be Bowles as he stays in it, a product out of a Lincoln North Star. He fakes the ball on the reverse, and now Bowles is going to try to run it. He's in trouble, and he's going to be tackled here. He takes it to about the 30-yard line, a pickup of 2 yards in the play as he comes over here to the near side. Tackle is made in there by Gus Peterson again out of Cambridge. He has had a good Shrine Bowl so far for the South defense. Did not get there to the first down stakes. It's going to bring up a third down in one situation.
Mike, going back to the onside kick there by Coach Hubert, you got to factor in their last two drives. They have chewed up 11 minutes and 7 seconds on the clock, so you're thinking you get the ball back and you can almost guarantee putting the game away.
Yeah, the North had only 70 yards of total offense in the third quarter. The South defense has been able to stop this North attack. There's a handoff sliding through there. Again, it's going to be a win as he takes the ball. Takes the ball down inside the 25, down to about the 23-yard line, so win after a very, a very productive first quarter. We have not seen a whole lot out of him in this ball game since then.
Well, the South defense definitely stepping up to the challenge with Wynn. He did have one touchdown run there early, I think, in the third quarter. But since then, I mean, that was really, he has not broke the big run off that we were certainly expecting before the game.
Raiders, your wide receiver now split out to the left side. They're in the gun. As a Bulls looks to the left, now he comes back to the right side. He cocks the arm and throws the ball. It's going to be caught here right at the 19-yard line. And stepping out of bounds is going to be Matt Raymond. He's a split end out of Elkhorn, Nebraska. He had 63 receptions a year ago as a senior, 1,015 yards and six touchdowns. He is headed to the University of South Dakota to play football next year. So he grabs the ball there. Quick little pass as he gets it down to about the 17-yard line.
Couple players here going out to South Dakota.
Three players now splitting out wide to the left side as wide receivers here for the North as they try to put something on the board here. Here's Bowles. He sprints to the left. He stops. Now he's in trouble. He's going to be hit and he's sacked back here at the 34-yard line and busting through there for the South All-Stars was Nathan Krupa out of Omaha Burke, and also getting through there is going to be David Sutton out of Lincoln Southeast. He had no chance of that one as the Bulls is thrown for a big, big loss all the way back here to the 32-yard line. A nice play by South defense.
Yeah, great great call there from the defensive coordinator. They bring a linebacker blitz out there. They're just overmatched on the offensive line, and he has nowhere to go. It's a huge, huge loss. Going to be 3rd and 19 here.
Brings it all the way back to the 32, and now the North All-Star is kind of looking to the near sideline for a little assistance here. And their head coach in Mark Waller as he sends in the play from the near sideline. So 3rd down and 19 yards to go. Big, big play for the South. And the South defense has been able to do that time in and time out here in this football game here tonight, really stopping the North attack offensively. It's a 34-20 ball game here in the Shrine Bowl football game. We're in the fourth quarter with 10:40 to play. Here's Bowles again. He drops back. He's going to run for his life again to the near sideline and now throws it into the end zone. It's going to be tipped and almost caught for a touchdown. It was tipped by the defensive back here and almost caught for the touchdown in the back of the end zone here. So it's an incomplete pass. That was close.
Yeah, it's one of those things as a defensive back. If you really don't have a great play on the football, instead of trying to go for the pick, you're always just taught to knock the football down in front of you to avoid what we almost saw there. And it's a play here where the wide receiver in the background almost gets a play at this, and I think that was number
86. That's a Brady Brent Schneider out of Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to have a timeout called. Going to have a timeout here in 4th down and 19 as the North All-Stars will have to try to pull a rabbit out of their hat here. 4th down and 19 from the 32-yard line. We'll take a break. 10.5 minutes to go here in the Shrine Bowl Football Classic. The score is South 34 and the North 20.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student, and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that'll explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, 4th down and 19 yards to go. North with a ball down here at the South 32-yard line. 461 yards of total offense for the South here in this ball game. 177 for the North. For that fact, this All-Star game has been very, very productive. That's what the fans want to see here. 54 points scored between these two teams. That's the most ever in a Shrine Bowl football game. They had 53 scored in 1960.
And we kind of knew this going in, Mike, that this was going to be a very offensive Shrine Bowl with two very talented offenses taking the field here tonight.
So it's 4th down and 19. Here's Bowles. He's going to have to come up with a big play. Penalty flags are down as he launches one down the far sideline. It's going to be incomplete. Penalty flags down. That was Raymond on the far side. But, again, this could be a holding call here against the North All-Stars, which would be declined. And the South would get the ball. That's exactly what happened. A holding call back here on the North, so the South will get the ball. I was just looking at the scores. This is the highest scoring Shrine Bowl football game since, ever. The last one that was even close to this was back in 1960 when the South beat the North by a score of 46-7. We've got 54 points on the board here tonight, so Randy Huberts has brought his offensive show to Lincoln here at Memorial Stadium and has put up some big numbers. 461 yards of total offense through three quarters. Wow.
And you wonder if this is going to cool off here in the last 10 minutes and 24 seconds. As you'd have to imagine, Mike, with a 14-point lead, you might see the offense, some of the subs start to come in, and they get some playing time as well here in the Shrine. But we'll see if these offensive numbers continue to climb, what we've seen from a really offensive explosion here tonight by both teams.
That's going to break a record for total offense in the game. The previous record was 385, set by the North in 1991. So it's been the defense has really prevailed here in the Shrine football game, but not this year. 2011 will go down as the year of offense. That's what we like to see. 34-20 is the score. The South out on top, shattering a lot of records here in the Shrine Bowl Football Classic. And now a play is being held up here momentarily as the South will come out. They're getting the ball on downs here as the North unable to convert on that fourth down and 19 situation. 10 minutes and 24 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. The South out on top by a couple of scores, and I think you're going to see some ground control now here by the South All-Stars. They've got a new running back in there. It's going to be Ryan Ludlow as he comes back out. He's 6 foot, 200-pound running back out of Plattsmouth. He's in the backfield along with Brockmeyer, who stays in the ball game. They're going to hand the ball away to Ludlow across the 35, bounces his way across the 39, out to the 40-yard line. So a run there by Ludlow, the running back out of Plattsmouth, as he goes right up the pipe here from the 32 out to the 40-yard line, a pickup of 8 yards and a play. And, here's a big surprise. We just named the most valuable player for the South on offense. I'll give you one guess.
Breaking news, I'm pretty sure it has. It's number three.
Yeah, Tyson Brockmeyer going to be the most valuable player for the South on the offense here in this Shrine football game. He's going to have a lot of records shattered here. And Brockmeyer's going to have another run right here as he breaks it across the grain, across the 40, 45, and he's run out of bounds at about the 49. Flow of the play came to the left. Everybody on the North defense came to that side, and then Brockmeyer pulls it out and goes back the other way and goes to the 49-yard line for another first down. So Tyson Brockmeyer is going to be the most valuable player on offense. The most valuable player on defense is going to be Christian Victor. Christian Victor, who recovered a fumble and returned it 42 yards for a touchdown back in the second quarter, he will be the defensive star of the game. Tyson Brockmeyer on offense, estimated crowd here on hand tonight at the Shrine Bowl, a hefty 6,000.
And Victor, not only on that fumble return for a touchdown, but he's really been a spark plug for that North defense throughout the night at the linebacker position.
So first down and 10 for the South All-Stars. Here's a handoff again to Ludlow as he takes the ball down to about the 47. He's wearing a blue helmet. He's got the only, he's got the Tar Heel blue helmet there. He's a product out of plasma. He's real easy to catch out there as the blue helmet takes it down to the 47. Ryan Ludlow now carrying the mail here for the South All-Stars. We're down to 8 minutes and 50 seconds to play in our Shrine football game here tonight. Coverage brought to you in part by Bill Hamburger Remodeling at Hastings, by Island Supply Welding, by Jansen's Auto Body, by ABC Drugs and Gifts, and by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Marty DeMuth and the gang there in Hastings. Second down at about 6 yards to go. Who's got the ball? It's going to be a new man in there at quarterback again. It's going to be Jimmy Forsythe as he carries the ball inside the 45 down to the 43-yard line. Tackle is made in there by number 56, Jack Gangwish, out of Wood River for the North All-Stars. He makes his stop there. A short gain in the play. We're going to call it third down now. Third down and a couple of yards to go. Down to 8-10 to play, and now the head coach for the South, Randy Huberts, will work on the clock here and try to get out of here with a Shrine Bowl win. He's got a two-score lead, 34-20. It was 14-13 in favor of the South at halftime. Here's Brockmeyer back into the ball game now. He's going to hand it away straight up the gut there, and that did not get to the first down stakes. Let's go with a pop right up the middle there, and it did not go far. That's Ludlow again carrying the ball there for the South All-Stars. They had to get it to inside the 41 for the first down. He's going to be well short, about a yard and a half. all resting between the 42 and the 43, and that's going to bring up a fourth down situation now.
And Randy Hubert, so far in this game, not been shy about going for it on fourth down there. 3 for 3 on conversion so far in the game, and we'll get another shot here on fourth and two. We'll see what they're going to do here.
So fourth down and two, the ball at the 43-yard line. The North All-Stars, wide receivers all over the place. Brock Meyer is in the gun, and now what do we have here? We got a timeout called. We got a timeout called here by the South All-Stars. So we'll take a break with 7 minutes and 9 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score of the South 34, the North 20.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and addition, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 402-463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of the Hastings and area athletes and teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, smoke-a-tier air systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
All right, so fourth down here, fourth down and 2 yards to go. The football is at the 42-and-a-half-yard line of the North. The South out on top of the North here in the Shrine football game by a score of 34-20. Brock Meyer stays in there. Wide receiver split out to the right side. He's got the ball, hands it away to Ludlow. He's got the first down and more across the 40. Powers his way down to the 35-yard line, down to the 34 before he's tripped up right there. So Ryan Ludlow takes the ball down to the 34-yard line. It's going to be enough for another first down for the South. So 7 minutes to play here in the football game. The South out on top, 34-20, the highest scoring Shrine Bowl football classic of all time. 1960 was the last time we were even close to this.
And just more weapons for that South side, as we talked a lot about Brock Sherman getting those halfback dives up the middle. But here's Ryan Ludlow. Just another weapon in the South's offense.
There's Brock Meyer again. There's a little shovel pass. Ludlow's got the ball again across the 35, down to the 30, out of the 29-yard line, where he's brought down right there. Tackle is made by Corey Brewster again out of Howells. He's one of the eight-man guys that's got elected to come here to the Shrine Bowl Football Classic. That's always good to see an eight-man football player mixing it up with the big boys here, and he gets the tackle there. Corey Brewster out of Howells, a 6-foot, 190-pound linebacker. Sounds with that very successful program up there, and why not? So it's now going to bring up a second down situation. Second down at about 4 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the 28-yard line. Here's Brock Meyer. He's going to throw the ball again. He's got a man in the end zone. Touchdown. A touchdown thrown there. That one is thrown to Daniel Davey. Daniel Davey out of Beatrice. And, boy, could that be the future of Nebraska.
Oh.
Both of those guys are coming to the University of Nebraska as they walk on. And another touchdown pass. That'll be another record for Tyson Brockmeyer. 5 touchdowns
wow.
for Brockmeyer.
And nobody within 5 yards of Davey on that touchdown pass either. Perfect strike once again from Brockmeyer. We sound like a broken record so far here in the second half. Mike, Brockmeyer is playing lights-out football.
Daniel Davey gets a touchdown reception here. Here's a Tanner Jones. He's going to come out here and try the PAT. Is up there. It is good. 41-20 is the score. 61 points put up now. This is like indoor football. Look out, Nebraska danger. Huh? 6 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. The South 41, the North 20.
Every 3 months or every 3,000 miles, that's the recommended time when your oil should be changed. Take your vehicle to the professionals at Killian Motors. Check the oil, check the filters, check the fluids. Killian Motors will do everything needed to make sure your car is ready to go, including factory replacement parts. For service after the sale, see Killian Motors, where people have come back time after time since 1979.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection.
Athens Central, Kearney.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
All right, the South will kick off. Devin Bass will jump back deep. Cleo Miller also will join him inside the 25-yard line. The MVP offensively, Tyson Brockmeyer, will now kick off for the South. Boy, the printer for next year's program is going to have to do a lot of changes here. Tyson Brockmeyer's name is going to be in the record books here in the program that they established in 2012. There's the kickoff. It's going to come to the far side. That's going to be, let's see, picking the ball up there is going to be a Bass. He starts off. Now he's going to reverse his field, spin to the 33, get to the 35, to the 36 where he's hammered right there. The game may be late, but they're still hitting out there as Bass is knocked down at the 36, and now the North will come back out. 5 minutes and 49 seconds to play. The South, through the first three quarters, had 461 yards. They're going to be at 500-plus in the ball game of this offensive show tonight. This has been one of the better Shrine Bowl football games, if you like offense.
Yeah, and what they're doing with the football, Mike, I mean, not only are they racking up the yards, they are just winning the time of possession battle tremendously, really putting the North away in this football game.
All right, who we got at quarterback now for the North? It's going to be Nathan Scott, the product out of Broken Bow. So we have a Broken Bow Indian now in control. As a pitch back comes to Cleo Miller across the 40, to the 45, to the 46-yard line. So he picks up a couple of yards on the play. And now we see Jordan Consbrook, the product out of Hastings St. Cecilia. He is now on the field here for the South All-Stars defense, playing at defensive end. So Jordan Consbrook is now on the field here. We've seen Tanner Jones tonight as an extra point kicker. And we've also seen Skyler Hunt from Adams Central. So the Hastings players, first time that Hastings has had a, actually this is the third time that Hastings has had a player from each school in the Shrine Bowl. The other two times in 1997 and in 2005. Here comes a pass now. It's going to be picked off. It's going to be picked off here by the South. He's back to the 50-yard line of the 45, down to the 40. Intercepting the ball there was Zach Maloli out of Kearney. So Maloli picks her off there, the Kearney High Bearcat. He picks off the pass there for the South, and that'll be just about it as the South has now got the ball with 4 minutes and 57 seconds to play. So as we were talking about the Hastings products, all three schools being represented, that's the Kearney product here in the Shrine Bowl football game for 2011 as Maloli picks off the pass there. Trey Young is also out there for Kearney playing, so a couple of Kearney High Bearcats seeing action here tonight.
Yeah, and Maloli really did have a great season on both sides of the ball. He had over 1,000 yards rushing, but on the defensive side of the ball, and the huge aspect of special teams, two blocked extra points as well. He gets the pick here late in the game.
So first down and 10 yards to go. Brockmeyer stays out there for the South All-Stars. He's going to wrap up his career with pops on the sidelines. Here's a Sherman getting the ball call. He takes it from the 40 down to about the 41. So Randy Hubert and Randy Hubert, not his father, but they might as well be, you know, they might as well be. Tyson Brockmeyer and Hubert have been together at Aurora for how many years? At least the last four.
Mm-hmm.
And putting up some big numbers. Might as well call him Pops. I think I said it a couple of times, and didn't I?
You know, and I never did correct you either.
You didn't correct me. Here's a handoff. Now they fumble the football. It's loose on the far side. It's going to be picked up there by the North, and then running out of bounds is going to be a Brewster. So Corey Brewster, the Owls product, will pick up the ball there, and he runs it out of bounds as it was bouncing along the far side, and there's going to be another turnover on the South. That's the only thing they have done wrong here tonight.
Yeah, what is this now? Five turnovers, I believe, for the South side, really kind of all coming by ball control. One interception from Brockmeyer early in the first half. But and that early on in the game, that kept the North in. The turnovers have really died down here in the second half for the South, and they're able to pull out to a 21-point lead here.
That is the seventh turnover between the two teams here tonight.
That could be close to another record as well. We've seen all the offensive records. Why don't we get records in total turnovers for teams as well?
So seven turnovers, five by the South and two for the North. Here's a pitch back again. Cleo Miller comes to the near side. He's going to be wrestling out of bounds here. Hey, those guys are going at it. Those guys going at it here on the near side, and now they're going to be separated down here. Cleo Miller is getting mixed up here with a Southern All-Star, so he's going to be pulled out of there. 43 is the number there for the South. That's going to be Nathan Krupa out of Omaha Burke. So a couple of Omaha players mixing it up here with 4 minutes to play in the Shrine Football All-Star Game.
Yeah, and that's one of the things with the Omaha schools. You're going to see some that are on the north, some that are on the south side. Well, they've been rivals all season long, and they still want this last 4 minutes here to get their final word in, and they mix it up there with 4 minutes and 3 seconds to play.
Yeah, we have a penalty down here. They're mixing it up here on the sideline, but it happened right in the bench of the north side here. No penalty flag, I don't believe. The official's just going to try to keep things under control. And now what do we have, a timeout called? Nope, timeout. 4 minutes and 3 seconds to play here in the Shrine football game here tonight. So the South going to move on to victory. 41-20 is the score. The South has now won the last two Shrine Bowl Classics. Last year they picked up a win by the score of 28-13. The North winning in 2009, 19-16. It's 41-20 here. The South has got the lead after leading 14-13 at halftime. Nathan Scott, your quarterback here out of Broken Bow. He'll run the North offense here. Takes the pitch, rolls to his left. He's in trouble. He is hit, and he is going to be sacked. Back here at the 35-yard line, going to be sacked on the play. And busting through there for the South defense is going to be Nathan Krupa again. Also getting a sack in there. Yeah, Cooper was the guy who got there first. He's the product of Omaha Burke, 6'215", came on a linebacker blitz. Had a couple of guys to help him out, but Krupa is certainly the guy who led the charges there. A loss in the play. That's going to bring up third down.
It's been a huge problem for the North so far in this second half. They have not been able to recognize the linebacker blitzes. You saw that one the entire time, Mike. The two linebackers came up and encroached almost on the defensive line, busted right through there for an 8-yard loss.
So third down now and 10 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 35, and yep, we got another penalty flag. Things getting a little sloppy here late in the contest. It's going to be a delay of game called here against the North All-Stars. That'll cost them 5 yards. That'll bring up third down and 15. Again, the player of the game, most valuable player on offense, Tyson Brockmeyer is going to shatter a lot of records here. The quarterback out of Aurora, most valuable player on defense for the North, is going to be a Christian Victor. He's a 6'212" linebacker out of Archbishop Bergen. Returned a fumble for a touchdown. Victor has been all over the place for the North defense, but it has not been enough. They have not been able to shut down a very effective South offensive attack here tonight. They're going to be up around 500 yards of total offense here in this ball game tonight. Here's Nathan Scott. He throws it to the near sideline. It's caught, but a short game out to the 32-yard line. Actually, to the 37-yard line. Nope, it's at the 32. A loss in the play. A completed pass for a loss at the 32. That's going to bring up fourth down. Fourth down now for the North. We're down to 2 minutes and 49 seconds to go. Fourth down and about 13 yards to go. So now we're going to have a punt for the North. Dropping back will be a Nathan Scott. Have a couple of return guys back here for the South. Some new folks into the ball game as we near the end of this one. There's a good high kick. It's going to come down, and a fair catch is going to be called for and made. Back there is going to be Sam Birch. Sam Birch from Elwood Murdoch. He's got a couple of touchdown passes in the ball game tonight offensively, back receiving that kick. But now the South All-Stars come back out. 2 minutes and 22 seconds to play. That was a 35-yard kick there by Nathan Scott. So first down and 10, the South just needs to run a couple of plays and we can get out of here. 41-20, the South has got the lead in our Shrine Bowl football game here tonight. It's been a pleasure, an offensive show here tonight. If you like offense, you have to enjoy the 2011 edition here at Memorial Stadium.
And certainly exciting here, Mike. 61 total points scored. South really in control. Some exciting plays as well. We've had it all here in the Shrine Bowl.
All right, we're going to see the end of Tyson Brockmeyer at quarterback. In fact, a new player in there is going to hand the ball away again to Ludlow. The quarterback in there now for the South is going to be Robbie Allman. Robbie Allman out of Holdridge. And boy, he's a passer, 6'275". We saw him the past 4 years for the Dusters in arm meetings in the Class B ranks. So Robbie Allman, he was a late addition to the Shrine Bowl roster as well. He was a late guy in there. Allman added to the roster late. So he's going to see some playing time now at quarterback here for the South All-Stars. And their head coach in Randy Hubert's.
Originally slated to be on the defensive side of the ball as a defensive back, which is a position he's excelled as well.
Second down at about 7 yards to go. Pick up a three in that last play. Almond's going to hand the ball away again to Ludlow. He busts through there, finds a little seam across the 40, and he somersaults his way out to about the 43-yard line. So that's going to be another first down for the South. So Tyson Brockmeyer is definitely going to be the headline story here in this one. The future Nebraska Cornhusker. Boy, he comes into Husker Fall camp with a lot of momentum, huh?
Yeah, that what we saw from Tyson Brockmeyer tonight, unbelievable. I mean, essentially breaking every single passing record there is to break at the Shrine Bowl. Huge accomplishment for him, and what a feather in the cap to his great senior season that he had.
Just not edging out in some of those records, shattering those records. Here's Allman. He's going to run with the ball now. 45. He's at the 50. Jukes him at the 49-yard line. Still at his feet to the 45. He spins. Gives some ground. He's back to the 49. Now back to the 45. Center of the field to the 40. Down to the 37-yard line. And a penalty flag is down.
Flags all over the
yeah,
place.
Yeah, he does all that running, and it's probably going to come back. We got a couple of penalty flags down here. Is Robbie Allman, the product out of Holdridge, carries the ball there. We're down to under a minute to play. Now 56 seconds to play. We're going to have a hold against the Southern All-Stars. So Randy Hubert going to get a win here in his Shrine Bowl appearance as the head coach. And racking up big numbers here in this ball game tonight. 41-20 is the score. The South out on top. Our Shrine Bowl coverage tonight brought to you in part by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning of Hastings, by Advantage Chevrolet, by B&B Carpet, and also by Jensen's Auto Body of Eastings. Proud supporters of our Shrine Bowl here tonight. Shrine Soccer Classic will be held next weekend in Hastings. The following weekend, you've got the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Game. And we'll have a Sertoma game for you on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, coming up 2 weeks from today. That'll be an afternoon game at Lloyd Wilson Field if the turf is finished by then.
And Coach Hubert just gets the Gatorade shower from his players. This one's almost in the books, Mike.
All right, here's Ludlow. He's going to get a carry up to the 50-yard line. Boy, you got to take a Gatorade shower even at the Shrine Bowl, huh? And, Randy Hubert is going to need a towel to dry off here. Ludlow carrying the ball for a couple of yards to the 50. We're down to 39 seconds to play and probably only one more play here. Why not just send in Tyson Brockmeyer for one more play, just for the heck of it? That's not going to be the case as Robbie Allman comes back into the huddle here with 27 seconds to play. To make the call here, the final play of the 2011 Shrine Bowl football game tonight here on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR. Allman stands in a little pistol set. He's going to hand the ball away. It's going to be Ludlow again across the 45 down to about the 42-yard line. That's going to be enough for a first down, but that's also going to be the final play of the football game. The South All-Stars win their second straight Shrine Bowl football game tonight in convincing fashion, smashing a lot of the offensive numbers. Led by Tyson Brockmeyer, the most valuable player offensively here in the Shrine Bowl football game tonight. They destroy the North in the 2011 event. The final score, the South 41 and the North 20. You're listening to the Shrine Bowl on Classic 98.9 KKPR.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor, designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction, specializing in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Rick and Tim to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
All right, back at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, the 2011 Shrine Bowl in the books tonight. The South knocking out the North by a score of 41-20. We'll total up the numbers, get you some final numbers in the ball game. Started off not very well for the North as they fumbled the football on their very first offensive play tonight. South recovered at the 45-yard line. A couple of plays later, Jimmy Forsythe from Omaha Burke took it in from 6 yards out. Point after touchdown was good. And with 12 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the first quarter, 7-0, South had the lead. North comes back there in their next series of plays. They go on a 9-play, 56-yard drive. Richard Wynn, Jr., of Mohawk Creighton Prep, goes 2 yards for a touchdown. PAT was good. And with 8:23 to play in the first quarter, we were tied at 7 points apiece. We remained tied all the way until the 3-minute mark of the second quarter. Christian Victor picked up a fumble and rumbled 42 yards back the other way for a touchdown. Victor out of Archbishop Bergen. Point after touchdown was no good. That made the score 13-7 in favor of the North. That was their only lead they had in the contest tonight. Tyson Brockmeyer comes back with 33 seconds to play in the second quarter. Throws a 40-yard touchdown pass to Sam Birch of Elmwood Murdoch. The point after touchdown by Tanner Downtown Jones was good. 14-13, the South had the lead at halftime. In the third quarter early, 13:37 to play in the third, a 13-yard touchdown pass from Brockmeyer to Trevor LaPointe out of Bellevue West. The point after touchdown was good, and the point after touchdown was no good. 20-13 was the score at that point in favor of the South. The North comes back on their next series. The first possession of the second half, they get a 2-yard touchdown run from Richard Wynn, Jr. The point after touchdown was good. That tied the score up at 20 points apiece, and then it was all the South from there on out. They got a 9-yard touchdown pass from Brockmeyer to Jimmy Forsythe. PAT good. The cap off a 67-yard drive. It took 5 minutes and 18 seconds off of the clock. That gave the South a 27-20 advantage over the North. The South adds 2 more touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Brockmeyer again throwing a touchdown pass, this time 13 yards to Sam Birch. That was a 6-minute, 39-second drive. It goes 55 yards. Gave the South a 34-20 lead in the ball game. And then the last touchdown, Brockmeyer again throwing his 5th touchdown pass of the ball game, this time to Daniel Davey, the product out of Beatrice. Point after touchdown was good. 41-20, the final score as the South knocks off the North in the football game here tonight.
Well, Mike, what we saw tonight, definitely a great performance by the South squad, but a complete total turnaround from the tail of two halves there. Very close battle in the first half. South really just wins the time of possession there in the second half, pulls out to that 21-point lead that ended up being the final score. But what we have to talk about a little bit, Mike, is about the South defense. We talked about all of the offensive records that were shattered here tonight. Here's the North team who had great opportunities in the first half and in the second half as well with those 5 South turnovers. And the North only was able to put got 1 touchdown off the turnover, and then another touchdown on the possession, but only 2 scores on these 5 South turnovers. So a huge job by the South defense to keep that North the North team out of the end zone.
Yeah, 7 turnovers between the two teams, 5 by the South, and North had a couple of turnovers as well. So we'll take one more break, come back, and get some final numbers as we continue on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.
Are you ready for a great deal? A money-saving party!
There's nothing more American than football. And Advantage Chevrolet is the best in America when it comes to the best deals on all the hot new Chevy cars. Advantage Chevrolet sacks the competition with savings. Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American revolution.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853 and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Back here at Memorial Stadium, 41-20 was the final score. The South knocking off the North in the ball game. Unofficially in the contest tonight, 527 yards of total offense in the ball game here tonight for the South, compared to only 200 for the North. Tyson Brockmeyer had more yardage than the North team combined.
Wow.
Brockmeyer completed 35 out of 37 passes, 377 yards in the ball game. He also added 26 yards rushing. 403 total yards for Tyson Brockmeyer. And like we said, he's got most of the records now offensively after a whale of a performance here tonight for the former Aurora quarterback, as he throws for 377 yards and five touchdowns in the ball game. And, boy, I'm glad he's coming to Nebraska and not someplace else, huh?
Well, Mike, when we're looking at, like I mentioned a little bit earlier, this is an all-star high school football game, so he is playing against some of the best defensive players that he's ever faced. You know, obviously throwing one interception, but, I mean, essentially video game-like numbers from Tyson Brockmeyer. He makes it look so easy out there.
So 527 yards of total offense in the ball game, 403 put up by Tyson Brockmeyer. He's the most valuable player in offense here tonight in the 53rd annual events. And, again, the defensive player of the game was Christian Victor out of Archbishop Bergen. Final score again was 41-20. The South picking up the win over the North. The Shrine Soccer Classic is coming up next weekend in Hastings. That'll be at the Osborne Sports Complex the following weekend. And the 18th, we've got the 8-Man All-Star Football Classic. And we'll have that game for you 2 weeks from today. It'll be at Lloyd Wilson Field. Hopefully the field turf replacement project is finished. That'll be an afternoon ball game. We will have it on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Tyson, thanks for your analysis. Your analysis here at the Shrine Bowl football game here tonight in Lincoln, and we'll catch you this fall sometime, huh?
Yeah, and Mike, and thanks for bringing me alongside. It's been a joy of mine. I remember growing up listening to you as a high school student. So to sit in the booth with you,
it's
a dream, man. Thank you so much.
All right, Gino. Thanks for the statistician help tonight, Gene Shaw, Tyson Ervonik. I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Lincoln.
This has been coverage of the 2011 Shrine Bowl from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Be sure to listen for the 8-Man All-Star Game in 2 weeks, live from Hastings, on Platte River Radio's KLIQ, The Breeze 94.5 FM. You can download a podcast of today's game at ClassicHits989.com. This has been a Platte River Radio sports presentation.